cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win.
Merry swing,
strike two.
And the pitcher's dipsy too. Genius fastball pop right in.
This is it.
9 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Union dancing.
Until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in. So you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall.
Best 7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know?
More minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Five more minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Oh,
minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the eastern coast, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your slide, yes. You make me trust, I will never keep you from an open door. I know.
Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
Friday night in Frisco, Texas, the Frisco Rough Riders taking the field for the second time this season as Los Quesos Frisco. Copa de la Diversión game in coordination with San Antonio, taking the field as the Flying Chanclas de San Antonio, our Copa teams this evening. Chris Jarrett with you, Zach Bigley as well, and Frisco looks to get back on track on the winning side of things. What did we see last night? We saw the first extra inning contest for the Rough Riders. Took an awfully long time, but they finally got there, and unfortunately, with guys that you'd want to be on that spot on the mound in those late stages. They couldn't get it done. Four runs in the top of the 10th, just too much.
Guys who you wanted on the mound and at the plate as well, as right. The Rough Riders had 3-4-5 due up in that bottom half of the ninth inning in a tie game. Couldn't get it done ultimately, but Chase Lee allows his first runs of the season. It's something that you expected to happen at some point. It finally did happen, unfortunately, and at the end of the day, Rough Riders would like to have that game back in some aspects for a multitude of reasons, but to look at the positive side, Blaine Krim continues to be on fire. He hit yet another home run in that game, and let's hear how it sounded actually here on the pregame show.
The 1-0.
In the air out to center field, Ruiz tracing back near the warning track, ball still carrying, and it's gone! Blaine Krim with a two. Riders lead 3-2. That was the home run yesterday for Blaine Krim. In addition to that, Jack Leiter looked very good after his first inning where he struggled. He battled through five strong innings, and I think that was one of the biggest things that we expected to see with Jack Leiter. We wanted to see is that maturity, and we saw that yesterday.
Agreed. One of the things, too, that we've kept our eyes on this season, Zach, is the pitches that he uses, though. Almost 100 pitches in five innings. So there's good things to take away, I think. When you're seeing his positives, they're really good, but it's still the consistency and not putting himself, it felt like a lot of 2-1, 3-1, 3-2 counts.
Yeah, especially in that first inning. I think it got better as he went along, but at the end of the day, like you said, you want to see that efficiency, and that's the thing we keep going back to. When he had that six-inning start where he looked really good, shut out baseball against Arkansas, he only threw 67 pitches in that start, and so that's when you see that good efficiency and you see that ability to pitch to contact that I think he's going to learn how to do more and more. Still just 22 years old in his first pro season. So a lot of room to grow, but some positive stuff out of Leiter.
Looking forward to getting back on the winning side of things tonight. The Rough Riders have a chance to even the series back up at two games apiece now. 6:35 start time between San Antonio and Frisco. We'll go ahead and kick it to our first break on the Riders pregame show. Come back and help us welcome back Mr. Nick Starr back to town. Nick on the break camp roster and was here opening day. Played a couple appearances in April and then was on the short-term seven-day IL. He is now back in town, and we caught up with Nick. And you'll hear that conversation next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
How's your lawn looking? It takes time and effort to maintain a healthy lawn. Russell Jenkins here at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Save time and let our professionals take care of anything your outdoors might need, from lawn care and maintenance to landscaping, irrigation, and pool services for your home or business. Visit us online at goandeater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Back on the Riders Baseball Network, Chris Jared with you, and we're joined by the reliever, Mr. Nick Starr, back fresh off the IL. Nick, how you doing, and welcome back to Frisco.
Doing good. Thanks for having me back, or I guess thanks to be back, really.
Yeah.
But everything's going good, feeling a lot more healthy, so ready to get back out there.
Native of Conway, Arkansas, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What can you tell us about Conway, Arkansas? What was that like back home?
It's a town of 77,000 people or so. You know, it's
relatively small, I guess, to some people. But to me, I'd call it, you know, a city. But it's like kind of a city, and around it is a bunch of smaller towns. And some of the Wampus Cats. It's our high school mascot. It's a mythical creature. It's got six legs, and it's four legs to run at the speed of light and two to fight with all its might. And that's a saying. That's a saying that goes on around there. So,
when did that start?
I mean, that's been around since I went to Conway as well. So he knew before I did.
Crazy. When you're growing up in Arkansas, who are the major league influences for you that you grew up watching?
Albert Pujols for sure. Mike Carpenter.
St. Louis.
Yeah, St. Louis Cardinals. We were big fans of them, and then that's really about it, honestly. We weren't too big of baseball watchers because we were always playing it. So right. We don't really take the time to watch it as well.
What do you remember most about those younger days and the high school days, too, just growing up and playing in Conway?
The younger days, definitely just traveling around every weekend. Just can't wait to get out of school to go play baseball. And that's pretty much what I did my whole, like, just baseball career in the younger self. A lot of football and basketball mixed in there as well. And, you know, high school, I played football as well and baseball. So it's just, you know, just being in high school.
Took you to Connors State College, and then from there you go to Southern Arkansas. What were the biggest differences that you noticed in those college days from the two colleges?
I would say the biggest difference I noticed was junior college, you know, everyone's there and they're trying to, you know, get out of there. So they're giving 100% effort every single day. And D2, you know, you got the guys that, you know, that's where they're going to be for 4 years. That's where they're going to graduate. So they already know. So, like, I would say, like, the atmosphere isn't as, like, what's the word I want to use? I'm going to go with aggressive, I guess. You know, junior college is more, like, more up-tempo. Everyone's doing it, like, the most, trying to get out of there. And D2 is just more of, you know, this is where I'm going to be for 4 years. So I'm not complacent, I guess, would be a good word.
When did the draft become, or that you realized, become a possibility?
My freshman year at junior college, right, Connor State, there was two guys that got drafted that were sophomores that year. And I remember, like, playing in scrimmages and everything, I have no issues with, like, getting them out or anything on the mound. And then I remember afterwards, one of those guys came up and told me, like, hey, you got a real shot of, you know, being drafted. So, like, take this summer or this offseason, like, seriously. And so I remember that's when I was like, okay, you know, let's do this.
What do you remember about the draft, and then what was your time in Cincinnati like that led you to the Rangers?
Draft day is just, you know, best day of my life. Finally receiving a phone call to be able to do that was incredible, surrounded by my family. I mean, definitely a day I'll never forget. And then the Cincinnati deal was a big roller coaster ride, as you know, because you get drafted, so, you know, you're on cloud nine, you're very happy and excited, and then for me, I get there and I go there and they start doing all these physicals. And at the time, I had my elbow was all messed up. And so they're doing all these range of motion and movement stuff on me. And boy, it hurt a lot. But I was trying to, you know, go under the radar. So I was telling them, no, no, no. And then they finally did an MRI on my arm and figured out it was torn, or my elbow was torn. And so they said I was too high risk to sign. And then so ended up medically releasing me, and then pretty much just got in contact with Texas a couple hours later.
And what have you taken away so far, being able to take that, some of that experience from the high level in Hickory as well, and now working your way up to Double A?
I would say the biggest thing is just to be where your feet are at all times. You know, don't ever think of yesterday or think of tomorrow. Just, you know, be where your feet are right here, because that's, you know, all you can really control.
There's a good amount of guys on this group, it feels like, that have had pretty incredible roads to get to this Double A point. I think most minor leaguers, their roads through baseball are pretty impressive. What have you seen from the other guys, and kind of share that commonality in getting to this point?
To get to this point, you're either gifted beyond belief or you're just a straight grinder. And, you know, that's kind of what we all share, I would say. It's like we all just come out here every single day, we get after it. We all share the same, like, want and, like, you know, need of, you know, wanting to accomplish our goals and everything. So kind of we all feed each other's fire a little bit. So just really just come out here and get after it every day.
Just caught up with Mr. Nick Starr. Nick, appreciate it. And, again, welcome back to town.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate you.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speed. Call Astound for details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field, getting closer to our 6:35 first pitch time. Chris Jarrett with you. Had a great chance to catch up with Nick Starr. Hope you enjoyed some of that as we got the lowdown on his road to Frisco, what his road through baseball looked like early on as a young man, and then the experience that he's gained getting him to this point. And working with what's a long list of talented and great guys to meet with the Rough Riders this season. And on that vein, time to look at our starting pitching matchup for tonight. For Frisco, it's the left-hander, 24 years old, Mr. Cole Reagan's going tonight. Got one of the best ERAs in the Texas League at a 2.83 for Frisco. The fourth best overall at a 4-1 record. This will be Cole's eighth start of the season. Injuries has sidelined most of his professional career, mainly Tommy John surgery that sidelined him for most of the all of the 2018 and 19 seasons. Nothing in 2020, so a full extra year to get healthy. And then in 2021 for Cole, Hickory and Frisco, basically rate split down the middle of the year. He split time at the high A and double A level in the Rangers organization. This year, it's been really good for Cole. 28 strikeouts, just 8 earned runs in 22 and a third. It's actually bumped up compared to his April go, where he was 17 strikeouts in 12 innings. But nonetheless, a high strikeout guy, where twice in the month of May we've seen Reagan's tally 9 strikeouts on the night. Just a matter of limiting those walks and getting Frisco to the 5th inning, which is something that he's done a spectacular job at this year. Two of his last three, he's gotten Frisco 6 innings of work. His mound opponent, the right-hander, Moises Lugo, making his first start of the season. No stranger to Lugo, though. He's been a starter in the Padres organization since he joined when he was 18 years old in the Dominican Summer League in 2017. He made 13 starts in every game that he played in, so certainly not a stranger to making a starting role. They just moved him to the bullpen this year. 10 appearances for Lugo already on the season. Number 11 will be his first start. For Lugo, 26 strikeouts, 13 walks in 19 and two-thirds innings of work. And so another guy that we'll watch on with one of his bigger tasks, trying to limit those walks. Fans continuing to file into Riders Field. Again, Friday night at the ballpark. Fireworks Friday. Also another Copa game, the second time this season that we've seen Frisco in these home uniforms. We've seen them on the road, but Frisco wearing these Copa jerseys for the second time. And they're awesome. Got the green ball caps as well. Fans got an early giveaway on their way to the ballpark. Got themselves a nice Copa hat. And then we'll have post-game fireworks, another Fireworks Friday at Riders Field. Action going on around the Texas League today already. Springfield and Tulsa with one game down. They've got another game on deck. A makeup from a few nights ago where they were washed out. And so in game one, Springfield topping Tulsa 3-2 despite the Drillers out hitting the Redbirds 6-3. And so the Cardinals on top. Springfield and Tulsa playing a second game here in just a matter of moments, any time now. Amarillo and Arkansas are just about to get set underway. Wichita, Corpus Christi will start at 7:00, continuing their series. And then, of course, our game starting here at 6:35 in just a few moments. National anthem time. Zach Bigley joins us on the other end of this break with the call of the game. Game 4 of our 6-game series next on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
How's your lawn looking? It takes time and effort to maintain a healthy lawn. Russell Jenkins here at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Save time and let our professionals take care of anything your outdoors might need, from lawn care and maintenance to landscaping, irrigation, and pool services for your home or business. Visit us online at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride. Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness!
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut on and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
One day after the first extra innings game of the season, the Frisco Rough Riders as Los Quesos Frisco take on the San Antonio Missions as the Flying Chanclas is San Antonio. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along on what is a picturesque day for baseball. 86 degrees and sunny, and Cole Reagans is on the mound as the Rough Riders are donning Los Quesos uniforms for the second time this season. Chris, a little bit different look on the lineup side of things for the Rough Riders today. Dustin Harris is in the leadoff spot. Let's take a look at those lineups.
Yeah, and Dustin is in the top spot, the designated hitter. He'll wear number 29 tonight with those Los Quesos jerseys. Second baseman Justin Fox. First batting third, and Ezekiel Duran, the shortstop, batting fourth. So after Harris, looking pretty familiar. Catcher David Garcia, the switch hitting catcher, will bat fifth. Josh Stower is in right, batting sixth, and 7-8-9 of Trey Hare at third. Sandro Fabian in left field, batting eighth. And Kellen Strom in center field, the bottom of the Riders' card. And now looking at the Flying Chanclas de San Antonio. Estiori Ruiz coming to the plate, followed by Connor Hollis, Domingo Leyba, and Juan Fernandez. Thomas Malone DHing, batting fifth. Jorge Onya in right, batting sixth. And 7-8-9 for San Antonio of Gibbon, Siegel, and Corey Howell. Zach.
Cole Reagans has been really good, Chris, this year. A 2.83 ERA. That's fourth in the Texas League. Tops on the Rough Riders staff. He's ready to go. Estiori Ruiz in from the right side. And the first pitch of the ball game is fouled back into Watley's glove
or David Garcia's glove, I should say, and it's 0-1, and we're underway. A 6:36 first pitch here at Riders Field. Reagan's the 0-1. Ruiz takes low and outside. It's one ball and one strike. 86 degrees, our first pitch temperature. Sunshine up above here at Riders Field, and just a beautiful day for baseball. 1-1 toss. Swing and a miss, and a good pitch off the outside corner with the changeup, and it's one ball and two strikes. Cole Reagan's four-pitch pitcher, fastball, curveball, slider, changeup, and that changeup is one of the best pitches on the team, if not in the entire league. He's back into his windup in the 1-2. In the air right side, it's one ball and two strikes, and he faces a tough customer to start things off in Esteori Ruiz. He's 3-for-11 in the series with a home run. He's second in all of minor league baseball with 31 steals. A guy you don't want to have on the base paths. 1-2. Just off the outside edge. Didn't fish on a changeup. And it's two balls and two strikes. The fastball for Cole Reagans, a 6'4" left-hander, will be in the mid-90s. He's back into his windup in the 2-2. Down low and inside. Three balls, two strikes. One of the biggest things for Reagans is that changeup command, especially righty-righty, getting those guys to chase off the outside corner. If San Antonio's disciplined today, it'll be tough for Reagans. 3-2. In the air, right side and foul, and it's still pitches he had in his last start against Corpus Christi here at home, the most by any Rough Riders pitcher so far this season. Strong start for him his last time out, six innings allowing two runs. Payoff pitch. Down low and inside, ball four, and the pesky Esteori Ruiz is aboard. Here in the first inning. Leadoff free pass, something that's plagued Reagans at times this year. 14 walks in 35 innings. He's also struck out 45 batters over that stretch. 9 strikeouts in his last start over 6 innings of work. Connor Hollis, the on-base machine, stands in now. He leads the Texas League in walks in the month of May. Right-handed batter, left-hander Reagans from the stretch, looks over at Ruiz, kicks and fires. First pitch, curveball low and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. On the season, Connor Hollis hitting .316, four homers and 24 runs batted in. Reagans readies and fires home. Changeup, high off the outside corner, and it's two balls, no strikes. Infield up the middle, a double play depth, slightly in. Gave you the defense behind Cole Reagans after this next pitch. Throw goes over to first. Sandro Fabian is out in left field. Kellen Strom in center and Josh Stowers in right. Trey Hare has third base. Ezekiel Duran is the shortstop. Justin Foscue at second. Blaine Krim at first with David Garcia doing the catching for Reagans. Pitch home. Ruiz takes off. Strike on the outside corner. Throw from his knees. He got him at second. David Garcia nails Esteori Ruiz. Just the fifth time he's been caught stealing in 36 attempts this year. What a throw from his knees. Perfect right down to Foscue, the second baseman who laid the tag down on Ruiz, who is diving in head first. And there's one out. The 2-1 is cut on and missed on a high breaking ball. And it's now two balls and two strikes. Chris, what a throw.
Boy, what a swing, too. Just quickly a walk for Reagans. Nobody out. Now quickly one gone.
2-2. Just inside. Three balls, two strikes now.
Looked really online for Garcia, too. It needed to be in a good cover and a good tag drop down by Foscue. Great defensive stand there to try and keep this a clean first.
3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with the changeup. There's that deadly pitch to right-handed batters. It tails away from them. And Reagans picks up strikeout number one. Domingo Leyba, the batter now.
When I say a clean first, the games that we've seen that San Antonio has won, they scored two in the first back on Wednesday. In game two, Frisco got 6 unanswered on the scoreboard, but yesterday San Antonio, 2 in the first on lighter. They've gotten started quickly in their wins this week.
Reagans, the first pitch. Leyba grounds it out to short. Duran, a backhanded stab, sets his feet onto first, and he gets him. And there's that clean first inning that Chris was asking for. Cole Reagans delivers. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. A walk, but a caught stealing, and he faces the minimum. On to the bottom half of the first inning. No score between the Flying Chanclas and Los Quesos Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done. You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great outdoor ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the first inning at Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Happy to have you along on a perfect day for baseball. Dustin Harris ready to start things off for the Rough Riders in from the left side against Moises Lugo, making his first start for San Antonio. First pitch on the inside corner at 94 for a strike. 0-1. First time this season that Dustin Harris is in the leadoff spot in the order. We've usually seen him in the 3-4-5 area. Right-handers 0-1. Low off the outside corner, and it's 1-1-1, but no Johnny Ornelas, no J.P. Martinez, the guys who have usually been at the top of the Rough Riders order this year. So a little bit of a mix-up. Good to see those two get days off. They've deserved it. Played really good baseball. 1-1 pitch home to Harris. He swings, chops it foul back behind home, and it's 1-2. No score in the bottom half of the first inning here at Riders Field in game 4 of this 6-game series. Rough Riders down in the series 2-1, splitting the doubleheader against San Antonio on Wednesday and then falling in extra innings yesterday. 1-2, chopper foul, first base side, and it's 1-2 on the designated hitter Harris. Moises Lugo, as Chris talked about in the pregame show, making that first start of the season for San Antonio. 3.66 ERA, 2-0 record over his 10 bullpen outings this season. 19 2/3 innings, 26 strikeouts for the righty, though he's walked 13, 96 off of him. This is not a ballpark he is unfamiliar with, having pitched here twice in 2021. He's ready from the stretch in the 1-2. Curveball, strike three called around the outside corner. Got him looking. He picks up his first strikeout, and there's one away here in the first. No score for Justin Foscue. Lugo, in his two appearances here in this building in last year's season, made one start, combining just allowed one run over his 5 innings. Pitched pretty well against the Rough Riders. Righty-righty, one out, bases clear. First pitch, off the outside corner in the dirt, 1-0-0. Defense behind Moises Lugo today. Corey Howell out in left, Estiori Ruiz in center, Jorge Onya in right field. Lugo from the stretch, and he issues in the 1-0. Breaking ball on the inside corner for a strike. 1-1. Connor Hollis is at third, Domingo Leyba at short. Chris Gibbon, the second baseman, Juan Fernandez at first, and Chandler Siegel is the catcher. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball off the outside corner and low, and Foscue went fishing. It's 1-2. Rough Riders playing some good baseball as of late, but despite that, they're on a bit of a skid overall here in May. 1-2. Popped up, third base side, foul territory. Hollis, the third baseman near the warning track, just shy of the warning track in front of the Riders' dugout. He makes the catch. Two up, two down in the first inning for Blaine Crim. Riders two games under 500 in May after a 13-7 April, and their lead is just one game in the South. Still in first place, though, at 23-19. Crim has been one of the hottest hitters in the league in this month of May. He's in from the right side. First pitch bounces in for 10 in the series with a pair of homers. His 8 home runs this month are the most in the Texas League, tied for the most. And one of the top marks in all of minor league baseball. The pitch home, off the outside corner in the dirt. 2 balls, no strikes, tied for 8th most in the minors. And his 10 home runs in the season, that's the most in the Rangers organization. 9 of his 10 home runs have come in his last 21 games. He has been extremely hot. 2-0. Late strike call by home plate umpire Michael Carroll. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Carroll is our home plate umpire. Chris Presley Murphy down the first baseline. And Steven Rios Jr., our third base umpire today. 2-1 home to Crim. Off the outside edge in the dirt. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike. During that stretch where Crim has hit those 8 home runs, he's also hitting .337. Everything going right for one of the best hitters in the Rangers organization. Hitting .307 now on the year. 3-1. Outside, ball 4. Finds his way aboard with 2 outs in the first inning. Scoreless game. Here's Duran. Duran also having an extremely good month of May. His OPS of over 1,000 in May is 4th in the league. He has a homer in this series, 2-for-6. Grimm takes his lead from first. And Lugo issues in the first pitch. Hit foul off the end of the bat, back behind home, 0-1. Rough Riders in the Los Quesos Frisco uniform. Saying Los Quesos Frisco across the chest. A cream uniform overall. 0-1. Duran takes a breaking ball on the strike. 0-2. It's a green ball cap with a red bill and the Chetty Roosevelt logo right on the forehead. On the other side for the Flying Chonklas, it's a light blue uniform with pink sleeves. 0-2. We'll have to wait a throw over to first, and Crim's back in easily. Good look on both sides of things. On the uniforms. Duran ready at the plate. Right-hander against right-hander. And the 0-2 on the way. Swing, and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball low and away. And he strikes him out. 2 strikeouts in the first inning for Moises Lugo. No runs, hits, errors. 1 runner left on base on a walk. And we go to the top of the second inning. Cole Reagan's back to the hill in a scoreless contest when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The ROUGHRIDERS win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at Riders.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Both teams go scoreless in the first inning, and we head to the top half of the second. Cole Reagans faced the minimum in the first, despite allowing a leadoff walk to Esteban Ruiz. He was caught stealing, and Juan Fernandez starts things off for the Flying Chanclas, San Antonio. Right-hander against the left-hander, Reagans looks over the top of his glove. He's back into his windup in the first pitch. Right down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. You may be able to hear the mariachi music going on in the background. That's down the left field line right outside the Bull Moose Saloon. 0-1. Hit foul off the end of the bat, back behind home on the changeup, and it's 0-2. Good to see the mariachi band out here on the Los Quesos Frisco night. We'll have them hopefully out again every Los Quesos Frisco night. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the changeup down low off the outside corner. Cole Reagans with his second strikeout. One out in the second inning. And Thomas Malone, the designated hitter, bats now. No score. Top of the second. Left on left. Here's the windback and the pitch. Reagans misses low and away, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. Malone hitting .278, no homers, 4 RBIs so far this season. Reagans offers in. Swing and a miss at a high heater, 93 miles an hour, and it's 1-1 and 1 strike. Seen Reagans mostly stick to the off-speed stuff through the first 4 batters, but he dials up the heater there. The pitch, low off the outside corner, missing with the slider. 2-1 1 strike. He has been home. Over his 4 starts at home, a 1.77 ERA. 2-1. Inside, 3-1 1 strike. An ERA north of 4 on the road. And opponents overall this season hitting just .213 against him. But at home, not so much. 3-1 home. Upper edge, outside corner for a strike, and it's 3-2. At home, opponents just hitting .167 against Reagans. He winds back, and the payoff pitch home. Chopper up over the hill, right to the shortstop, Duran. Behind the second base bag, he fields, slings onto first, and gets Malone. 2 outs. A nice charity hop for Ezekiel Duran, right behind the second base bag. He was able to grab it about head high, and threw easily onto first to get the designated hitter. That brings Jorge Oña to the plate in a scoreless game, top of the second. Right-handed batter, slightly open stance against Reagans, who tips the glove over his cap and deals in the first pitch. A swing and a miss, blew a fastball right by him at 93, and it's 0-1. Had that nasty changeup in the back of your mind, and the good breaking stuff, that fastball can really run up in there on you. 0-1. On the inside edge for a strike, back-to-back heaters. Reagans quickly ahead 0-2, already 2 strikeouts today. He brings it home. Fouled back. Dialed up the fastball at 95, and it's still no balls and 2 strikes. Reagans has 2 of the 3 quality starts for the Rough Riders pitching staff this year. Jack Leiter has the other. And he's coming off one of them. 0-2 home. Swing and a miss. Changeup off the outside corner. And he's down swinging. Side retired in order. 3 strikeouts for Cole Reagans. He continues to mow through Texas League orders. And we go to the bottom half of the second. Let's take a look at what's happening this week at Riders Field. On Wednesday, Hall of Famer Fergie Jenkins is in town for Texas Baseball Legends. Thirsty Thursday is another Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River, as well as Salute to Supply Chain Night. Then, Los Quesos Frisco take the field on Friday with postgame fireworks. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night is on Skylit Saturday as the Riders take the field in special Marvel-themed uniforms. Sunday closes a busy week with Kids Sunday Fun Day, as well as Bark in the Park Night.
At the wall, it's gone! And the Rough Riders have a 2-0 lead.
Find more information on the promos page at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
In this week's Thirsty Thursday, gates open with a pregame happy hour at Riders Field with $3 Yuengling through the seventh inning. Gates open at 5 as Jack Leiter and the Rough Riders take the field against the San Antonio Missions. Let's ride!
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
All right, that's our junior PA announcer, Bobby, in the background. Did a good job. Oh, a nice little bow as well. Nicely done. As he just told you, David Garcia is leading things off for the Rough Riders, playing as Los Quesos Frisco today. It's Garcia, Stowers, and Hare, 5-6-7 in the Rough Riders order against Moises Lugo. No score between Los Quesos, Flying Chanclas. Garcia, the switch hitter, in from the left side of the plate, trying to continue what's been a really good series for him so far. Lugo ready from the stretch. First pitch. Just off the outer edge. One ball, no strikes. Garcia, 3-for-7 in the series, a home run, a double. Scored a couple runs. Lugo delivers. Down low and inside. It's two balls and no strikes, and Garcia's been hot as of late. It's got the average up to 2. He has a career-high 480 slugging percentage right now. They're a catcher who can put up those kind of numbers offensively and play well defensively. 2-0. He swings, grounds it softly out to second. Chris Given has it. Slings sidearm onto first and gets Garcia. There's one away. There's going to be a lot of spots for you on Major League rosters. Garcia trying to keep that going. Later on in today's game, one out here in the second, and Josh Stowers bats zeros on the scoreboard in every column for the Riders and Missions. Stowers batting at 243 on the year. Pitch from Lugo. On the outside edge for a strike with a fastball. It's 0-1. Riders as an offense have really relied on the home run ball this year. 0-1. Stowers pops it foul right side, and it's 0-2. And when you looked at this roster on opening day, you looked at Josh Stowers and you said, this is a guy who you really expect to have a wonderful season. 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Pitch high off the outside corner, and it's two outs now here in the second inning. Stowers has had a good season. One thing he hasn't done is set the ball out of the ballpark. Just two home runs, both of them in the same game on April 29th in Midland. So just waiting for his power surge to start. He's going to hit him in bunches like he did last year, most likely. He hit 20 home runs last season. Pitch to Trey Hare. He hits it in the air down the left field line. Long run for Howell, and Corey Howell tracks it down and makes a backhanded catch down the left field line. It's the final out of the second inning on a line out to left field. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. And we go to the top of the third. Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play when we come back. Scoreless game from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return to Dallas Black Field, debuting on Juneteenth. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
How's your lawn looking? It takes time and effort to maintain a healthy lawn. Russell Jenkins here at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Save time and let our professionals take care of anything your outdoors might need, from lawn care and maintenance to landscaping, irrigation, and pool services for your home or business. Visit us online at goaneater.com At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Still looking for our first run of the night. Two scoreless innings up and down from Riders Field. We start the third on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you. And the left-handed starter, Cole Reagans, back out on the bump, and he's looked good so far, facing the minimum in his first two innings of play. 28 pitches, 18 strikes. Ended the second with his third K of the night so far. First pitch to Chris Gibbons, sent right back to the third level, just to our right. And a loud clatter makes it 0-1.
Needed that net.
I don't know. That might have been out of the net's range.
Okay.
30th pitch of the night for Reagans is a swing and a miss to Chris Given. Now no balls, two strikes. The second baseman, Given, leading off the top of the third for San Antonio. 0-2 to him. Dropped it just low and inside. And it's now one ball, two strikes. First time we've seen Given this week. Saw him a healthy amount back in the opening series in San Antonio. 1-2. In the air, hard hit to center field. Strom charging in and out back as it was right to the eight spot, and he makes the catch. Hard line out from Chris Given at 97 off the bat, directly to center. And there's one gone in the third. Reagans with a pair of strikeouts in the second, ran into no trouble. Thomas Malone put the only ball in play, a ground ball to Ezekiel Duran. Zach mentioned benefit of a friendly bounce up the middle. First pitch to Chandler Siegel. Misses down and inside for ball one. We've seen a couple nasty hops on this infield at Riders Field this year, and mainly on the grass, right on the trim of the grass. And that one went right over second base. 1-0. Floats in there at 74. Now one ball and one strike. Reagan's just freshly over 30 pitches. 2 1/3 behind him. Base is clear and a ball and a strike to Chandler Siegel. The pitch home. Wave and a miss on the changeup at 83, and it's 1-2.
And Diamond Dave does such a wonderful job with this dirt. All the bad hops have just been off the lip of the grass.
Right.
That's it. Everything else has been perfect on the dirt of the infield. And if you head down there, you'll see that dirt is great. You could sleep on it.
Well, and I'd sleep on the grass.
I don't know
if I would sleep on the dirt.
If you had to.
1-2 is over the net. I certainly get your point. This, when I arrived in March, the grass was really, really green. Almost looked as green as it is now.
Beautiful.
One ball, two strikes to Siegel. A flying shankless catcher tonight. Fights it off to right field on the 1-2, and it drops in front of Stowers for the first hit of the night. The catcher, Chandler Siegel, batting in the eighth spot on a 1-2 pitch. Got something high and outside. 96 miles an hour from Reagans, and Siegel just got to it for the base hit. Reagans, a veteran in the Rangers system in terms of when he was taken, first rounder in 2016. The native of Tallahassee, Florida. First pitch, Howell chops one foul up the third baseline. 0-1. Didn't see action until that 2016 year, but just on the complex. 2017, he broke Spokane. Big breath from Reagans, lefty-righty to Howell, the pitch. 0-1, catches high. Off-speed from Reagans, and it's quickly 0-2. Runner at first base, one gone. First hit of the evening so far for Cole Reagans. Chandler Siegel standing at first. The 0-2 runner goes, missing for a ball. The throw down from Garcia. Tag in time. Second runner fried by Garcia to Foscue tonight, and there's two gone.
That's the first time this year the Rough Riders have caught multiple men stealing in the same game, and it's happened in the first three innings. What a throw from Garcia.
Now the 1-2 to Howell. Chopper third baseline. It takes hair deep in the corner, and he bobbled it. Would have been a really long throw and a tight throw to get it across the diamond to first. And he fumbled it on the transfer. So make it back-to-back hits from the bottom of the order for San Antonio to turn the lineup card to the dangerous Esteori Ruiz.
Yeah, that's an extraordinary play there for Trey Hare. Even if he were to come up with that cleanly, I don't know if Corey Howell doesn't beat that out on the throw anyway.
Lefty-righty, the second matchup for Reagans against Ruiz tonight. Long set at the chest. His first pitch. Lifted high in the air to straightaway center. Now Strom charging in. Duran and Foscue in there as well, and it drops in center field safely. Howell all the way from first coming around to score. And a prayer of a bloop single from Esteori Ruiz nestles into center field. San Antonio on the scoreboard in the top of the third. Just trouble.
Yeah, a shame it happened with two outs, too, because Howell all was able to come in to score. Duran had it in his sights and just kind of T-Rex'd armed it. That's a really tough play to make for a shortstop going back on the ball and trying to reach out and make a basket catch. So a base hit for Ruiz on a ball that was off the end of the bat.
Well, you look at the three hits consecutively here for Siegel, one that was, he just caught up with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, goes opposite way with it. Corey Howell deep down the third base line, and a ball that Trey Hare, you simply don't charge. You can't come up on that. You have to sit back. Now Connor Hollis is next. First pitch from Reagans, misses outside. Fastball can't touch the zone, and it's 1-0. Zach mentioned Hollis with one of the best bats in the Texas League in the month of May. Ruiz heading for third on the 1-0. It misses. Throw down to third is tall and into left field. Ruiz coming in, but time called as he tries to do so. Presley Murphy at third was the first with his hands up. And now Ruiz heading back to second. Or he's just wandering in the middle of the infield grass right now. Home plate umpire is Mike Carroll. And he had a quick conversation with acting manager Pete Zamora for San Antonio. Ruiz wandering back to second base.
Is time called? Because he's saying it's one ball and no strikes the count. So that would mean no pitch.
Reagan's now back on the mound, and Ruiz, after just heading down to third and coming home, back at second. Now again going for third on the 2-0. It misses. Garcia to third. The tag from Hare is not in time. Almost like you're running it back. Another stolen bag. This time it's number 32 for Ruiz, and he slides in safe.
Yeah, good throw from Garcia that time, but Ruiz got two shuffles before Reagans was able to get it in any motion home. So a really good jump.
Three balls, no strikes to Hollis. The pitch. Inside, missing for ball four. Worst case scenario to walk Hollis and put runners at the corners with two outs. Domingo Leyva's next. Difficult inning for Cole Reagans. Had Chris Gibbon on the sharp lineout to center field as the first batter faced. And then three consecutive base hits capped by the Esteori Ruiz tall pop-up to center. And then Duran from short, Foscue from second, Stroman from center. They all couldn't get to it. Lefty-righty to Leyva. Reagans comes home. Outside. One ball and no strikes. You think Hollis will be on the move with the speed that Ruiz has at third?
Wouldn't be surprised.
Little action on the base paths.
Hollis has eight steals this year.
Sitting second, tied with Corey Howell, bottom of the order. He's already come in to score. 1-0. Reagans misses the zone low on the breaking ball. Two balls, no strikes. He looked really good in the first two. Six batters faced. Three strikeouts, no hits. But here in the third, a run in on three hits and a walk to Connor Hollis, putting him at first base with Ruiz at third. 2-0 toss. There's a strike on the outer edge, and it's 2-1. Every win this week for San Antonio, they've scored first. For Frisco, their lone win came on game two in the Wednesday doubleheader. And they scored six unanswered out of the gate. 2-1. In the air, up the first baseline, and in foul ground for Blaine Krim. Right in front of the tarp and makes the catch with the back-to-home plate. He hauled it in. A big third out. And Frisco needed it. But a run in on three hits as Cole Reagans faces the first trouble tonight. Dealt with it just fine. San Antonio on the scoreboard first, though. 1-0. We go to the bottom of the third inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg?
I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetek safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetek has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
San Antonio with one in on three hits in the top of the third. And the Flying Chanclas taking the first lead of Friday night. Frisco looks for a response in Sandro Fabian. 8-9-1 for Los Quesos Frisco to start the home half of the third. Moises Lugo shuttles across the first pitch, and it's in on Fabian, 0-1. Rough Riders on the diamond as Los Quesos Frisco tonight, 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball inside. Fabian watches it miss by the knees, 1-1. Saw the jerseys debut on Cinco de Mayo, what feels like a long time ago. Righty-righty, the 1-1. Scooped out of the dirt. Down and away from Fabian, it's 2-1-1. That the Northwest Arkansas seems like a long time. We were stepping back looking at the calendar today, kind of a spectacle how quick the time has gone in the season already. Lugo's 2-1 pitch in the air to shallow right. This actually up the first baseline, and Fernandez coming in and makes a catch. Lugo jamming Fabian for the first out in the bottom of the third, 1-0, Flying Chanclas in front.
Now we have our upcoming series, a 2-week road trip. It's funny, as we fill out, you know, the game notes and everything that goes out throughout the day, and you look at the starting pitching rotation coming up, and you're like, oh my goodness, May 31st? It's going to be June.
Yeah. Feels like we were just saying it's going to be May not long ago. Righty-righty to Kellen Strom, and it misses outside, ball one. And then just looking at the scoring book, looking at how many games are behind us, it's a big chunk. Lugo sets the kick, the 1-0. Zooms in but misses down and inside at 93. Two balls, no strikes to Strom. Bottom of the order. Frisco with the top of the card, Dustin Harris on deck. Changing pace a bit. No Johnny Ornelas, no JP tonight. 2-0. Downstairs and outside. Three balls, no strikes on pitches to Strom that haven't tempted him from the right side. The center fielder made a grab back in the top of the third before Cole Reagans gave up three consecutive hits. That makes it a 1-0 ball game. 3-0 to Strom. There's a strike on the lower outer edge. And Lugo in business. His last five batters face retired. Just two on the strikeouts. Everything else put in play. 3-1. Down and away for ball four. Second base runner for Frisco tonight. And both on the walk. That's a way to turn the lineup back to the top. Get some speed on base in Kellen Strom. Here comes Dustin Harris. Race in the South getting tighter. This series eyes in terms of where we will end up in the South Division. San Antonio trailing Frisco by just one game. They've won 8 of the last 10. Pete Zamora out of the San Antonio dugout. He quickly pointed to the visiting bullpen. Wants to have a quick word with Lugo and the rest of the San Antonio infield. And we'll go ahead and step aside for a pitching change as Osvaldo Hernandez coming in from the right side from the bullpen. And Lugo done after 2 1/3 on Friday night. Back with a pitching change and the numbers on Hernandez next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh my goodness!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in time to start the Dustin Harris at-bat after the San Antonio pitching change. Bottom of the third inning, one out, one on. Frisco trailing 1-0. First pitch from Osvaldo Hernandez skips away from Siegel. Strom motoring down to second and now looks for third but stops at two. And he'll head back. A wild pitch is how Osvaldo Hernandez begins his night. Bottom of the third, one gone. And for Dustin Harris, a 1-0 count with Strom in scoring position for him. He went down watching in the first inning. Facing a new San Antonio pitcher here in the third, who's been really good since his first encounter with Frisco. 1-0 inside, and it scoots Harris away as he turned his shoulder away from the left side. Two balls, no strikes in a lefty-lefty matchup. Moises Lugo is done after 2 1/3. Just over 30 pitches used. 2-0. Harris swings and misses for strike one. Well, looking at the first matchup for Hernandez against Frisco, came back on April 14th. He struck out 5 of the 6 outs recorded, but gave up 2 earned on 2 hits. You think, how does that work? 3 walks in that first matchup against the Rough Riders at the Wolf. That, again, on April 14th, just the second appearance for him of the year. He hasn't walked a batter since. In the month of May, the whip has absolutely plummeted. 2-1 is popped high in the air to straightaway center. Ruiz looking right up in the sun, jogging to his right and makes the catch. Strom remains at second base as the ball trickles back into the left side of the infield. Harris flies out to center, and there's two gone in the third. Here comes Justin Foscue. An 0.36 whip in the month of May. Batters averaging a 1.11 at the plate. A pair of winning decisions for Hernandez. The left-hander hasn't given up an earned run since May 8th. It's been 4 outings. This is 5th. Safety righty to Justin Foscue, the first pitch, floating high and outside. Ball one.
And it's been since his move to the bullpen. As a starter, an over 34 ERA. As a reliever, a 1.38 ERA over 7 outings.
2 starts in that month of April. And the second and final against Frisco. 1-0 pitch. Chopper opposite way of the infield. Shallow on given the second baseman. Charges in. Snaps a throw to first. It got away from Fernandez. Strom wisely took the turn at third, and he comes in to score. Heads up base running by Kellen Strom, and we're tied in the third. Knew it was an awkward squibber off the bat of Foscue, and with Given charging in, nobody watching Strom at third, and he comes in. Boy, love that.
What a great trip around the bases for Strom. Wild pitch to second after a walk. And then, as you mentioned, the heads-up base running, just turning, and why not? And he comes in to score to tie us up.
Justin Foscue is at first. First pitch to Blaine Krim is shot foul off the bat, 0-1.
It's such a tough play for Fernandez. Given was so close to him, and he had to get rid of it quickly. A hard throw, just whipping it to him sidearm, and he just couldn't corral it.
Lefty-righty to Krim, 0-1 pitch. In the air again, a late cut, and off the top of the bat of the first baseman, Krim. No balls, two strikes. Yeah, having to pick it up quickly. Given overhand throwing it, and I think that's because of Foscue with the hustle he showed down the first base line. Didn't have time to underhand it. 0-2, down and blocked by Siegel behind the dish. One ball, two strikes to Blaine Krim. 10 home runs. Now with 8 for Krim, as Zach mentioned earlier, in the month of May alone. Just had 2 in all of April. Something has clicked. And it should be no surprise seeing the minor league averages for Krim in his career. Hernandez 1-2. Trying to bring it back at 77, but it misses. And now an even count. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runner at first base and 2 gone. Frisco tying the game in the bottom of the third. Hernandez lefty-righty on Krim. Checks Foscue at first. And now the break even. Chopper back up the middle. Given the second baseman gathers. Flips to his shortstop, Leyba. Covering at second. And Foscue forced out for the final out of the third inning. One run on no hits. One error and one man left aboard. Frisco tying our ball game in the third. We motor on into the fourth. And Cole Reagans back on the bump on the other end of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Mensch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to start the fourth in a 1-1 tied game. And Cole Reagans tosses his first pitch. It misses, ball one to Juan Fernandez. Or a swing and a miss, beg your pardon. No balls and a strike. Reagans comes home. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back empty cuts. From the first baseman, Juan Fernandez, as we're off and running in the fourth. No balls, two strikes.
Back-to-back changeups by Reagans here.
The 0-2, outside, but Fernandez watches it miss just off the plate, and now 1 ball, 2 strikes. Reagans in the first, 15 pitches used, and the second, even better, 13. 1-2, just too tall. And now 2 balls, 2 strikes over the zone. Working on Fernandez to begin the fourth inning. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch lifted in the air, hard hit to left. Fabian on the move and gets to his spot to haul it in. One gone in the fourth. More on that point. After those two innings, sitting at 28 pitches, just less than 30 for Reagans, but over 20 pitches used in the third. A bit of a spike in production, and that was after the back-to-back-to-back hits, a four-pitch walk to Connor Hollis, but only one run to show for San Antonio. First pitch to Malone is driven out to right field, and it drops in front of Stowers for a one-out base hit. First hit of the night for the designated hitter, Thomas Malone. And a one-out single for Jorge Onya next. So we'll see how that affects Reagan's overall production. He's tossed a good amount of pitches this season at different points. Two of his last three in the month of May, he's seen six innings. In the air, softly hit to center. Strom can't get to it in time. It falls in for a base hit. One pitch to Onya, and off the bat at 72 miles an hour, and he bloops it into center. Flying Shankla's in a good spot with one gone in the fourth. The bottom stretch of the order coming up, that 7-8-9 they got two hits out of, Chandler Siegel and Corey Howell. Lefty-righty matchup for Chandler Gibbon. I should say Chris Gibbon and Chandler Siegel on deck. Lefty-righty as Los Quesos in double play depth up the middle. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. We mentioned no Johnny Ornelas tonight, no J.P. Martinez, but an infield that we've seen plenty of times. 0-1, scooped and got away from Garcia. Both runners advance with Malone down to third, Onya to second, and there goes the double play opportunity. Even count of a ball and a strike to the second baseman, Given. And now two in scoring position for him. Reagans was strong after two innings. We mentioned less than 30 pitches used, three strikeouts, one walk, but no runs, no hits. A lot of pitches used in the third, one run in on three hits and a walk. One ball, one strike. Thought about from Given, but he left the bat high. Started to go around, but he holds up to make it a 2-1 count.
Riders manager Jared Gettert electing to bring the infield in here in the fourth inning in a tie game.
2-1. Off the end of the bat, squibber to Duran. He won't throw home. Instead, elects to go to first. Krim pulled him off the bag a little bit, and he gloves it and, for good measure, applies the tag on Chris Given for the out. Malone scores from third, and San Antonio back in front, 2-1 in the fourth. Well, there's the option of your infield in, but it was such a slow roller off the bat of Given that Duran didn't have enough time to go home with it.
Right, he had to backhand it and didn't have enough time to turn and throw to the plate.
Chandler Siegel first pitch to him, runs inside for ball one.
And they had the contact play on with Malone, who can run pretty well. So as soon as that ball was hit on the ground, he was off. And a tough play for Duran. He made the smart decision and got the out.
Lefty-righty to Siegel, the 1-0. Swing and a miss for strike one. That's what we saw a lot of from Cole Reagans, as he got Siegel over top of the changeup, is the swing and miss. But San Antonio is starting to find base runners in the last two innings. They lead it 2-1 on five hits. One ball, one strike. Catches the outer edge. Reagan's getting the benefit of a call, and it's 1-2. Still two more games remaining in this series, with Saturday and Sunday around the corner. We begin the weekend with game four. 1-2. Poked in the air and headed towards the seats. Count remains one ball, two strikes. Skylit Saturday, tomorrow. Postgame fireworks as well as tonight. Then Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night. That is minor league baseball wide, so pretty excited to see how that fares across the rest of the minor leagues. 1-2. In the air to left field, and it drops in for a base hit. Onya turning around third. He'll come in to score. A two-out RBI knock for the catcher, Chandler Siegel. San Antonio now over Frisco, 3-1 in the fourth. 77 off the bat. It's tough to look at. You're going to see Cole Reagans with six hits, three runs in, but he really, it doesn't feel like he's gotten knocked around tonight. It's just been base hits, dinking and dunking for San Antonio in the outfield.
Death by a thousand paper cuts here.
Bottom of the order in Corey Howell, who had the second hit of three. And the first pitch turns it over to Trey Hare at third. Throw across the diamond is online, and that'll do it. Two-out RBI single for Chandler Siegel to give a little cushion for San Antonio over Frisco, needing more offense in the bottom of the fourth when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa, and pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Reach the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field with San Antonio in front of Frisco, 3-1 our score. An awkward dad cam at Riders Field is it's delivering what you think it would. Plenty of dads and plenty of awkwardness on this Friday night. I don't know, it gives you what you'd expect. A lot of dancing dudes.
I'm just the awkward dancer, not a dad yet.
Like wedding?
No, just
where are you dancing in a public function?
Everywhere.
Gotcha. I'd say there's I for sure relate with like the stages of a wedding in terms of dancing, where there's like three different stages. One O's popped over the net, headed right to us. You missed. Did that come down?
Yeah, it came down right in front. Just missed it.
Like a pop-up straight down or hard straight down?
It hit the door frame right above me, so it almost came in. I was ready, though.
It's like if you had a net, I feel like you would have. The 1-1. It drops in from the left side to Duran, now 1-2. Osvaldo Hernandez back out for San Antonio. Left-handed reliever. Came in to relieve Moises Lugo back in the third. 3-1 San Antonio, the 1-2. Fought off, end of the way, and over the netting again. Usenaz from the fans that stood a better chance behind home plate. It's still 1-2. What were we talking about before you almost came down with a foul
awkward
ball?
Awkward dancing.
Awkward dancing. You awkwardly dancing. 1-2. In the air to right field. Onya on the move towards the line right in front of the wall and runs it down. Running out of room quickly in one of the last pockets. Basking in the sun at Riders Field and Ezekiel Duran lining out for the first out in the fourth.
Man, I'm an awkward dancer. I can't catch ball balls.
Just
day.
Like oozing awkwardness right now. Here's David Garcia. Lefty-righty, two on the first toss. In there. No balls in a strike to Garcia. Yeah, I'm not dancing often. That's probably for the best. 0-1. Outside, one ball, one strike, but at a good wedding, you feel like most people want, I think I learned as a kid very quickly, most people would rather see you dancing than like sitting there being awkward and shy. 1-1. Swing and a miss as Garcia unloading and almost comes out of his cleats.
there's a difference between knowing you're a bad dancer and just
and
giving
just
it all you got.
Embracing it, yeah.
And actually thinking you're a good dancer.
Some would call people that dance like that, that just know it, but they still like have fun and give it their all, not a bad dancer.
That's true.
Because it's with heart. There's intent there. 1-2. Hot chopper towards short. Leyba eats it up. Calmly throws to first to retire Garcia. 2-up, 2-down for Hernandez in the fourth.
In everything. It's amazing what confidence can do.
So we're getting into it. Instilling confidence in everything you do.
Yeah.
Here's Josh Stowers that looks to do just that. Frisco trailing 3-1 in the fourth. A lot of ball game left in front of us. Lefty-righty the first pitch to him. Just missing low. 1-1, no strikes. Cole Reagan's giving up 1 in the top of the third and 2 in the fourth. Next pitch is drilled high in the air to straightaway center. Ruiz camps under it. Now drifts back in with the glove up and makes the catch. 3-up, 3-down for Frisco in the bottom of the fourth inning. And exactly what San Antonio looking for in Osvaldo Hernandez. He's retired 3 in this inning and make him 6 in a row since taking over back in the third. No runs, no hits for the Riders. We go to the fifth from Riders Field, trailing 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing patty melt at Whataburger.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be. No.
I love the game so much. The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders, as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to start the fifth, Cole Reagan's on the bump, and we'll send it back over to Mr. Zach Bigley.
All right, thanks, Chris. Esteori Ruiz starting things off in the fifth inning. First pitch in there for a strike on the upper edge of the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Quickly has his sign back into his windup in the 0-1 toss. Ruiz shows bunt, pulls back, takes a heater on the upper edge, outside corner again for a strike, and it's 0-2. The Rough Riders trailing 3-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. Ruiz calls time and steps out. Ruiz has been a thorn in the side of the Rough Riders all season long, but especially here in this series. Today he's walked and doubled in a run. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball and struck him out. One away. Reagan's his first strikeout since the second inning. It's his fourth overall. Rough Riders have been hit softly to death in this game so far. Three runs for San Antonio on six hits against Reagan's. Connor Hollis stands in from the right side of the pitch home. Slider on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. A lot of softly hit balls against Reagan's that have found some grass. 0-1. Chopper to third. Hare gives ground. Fields to his left. Crow hops, slings it on to first and gets him. Two outs. Only one extra base hit. It was that Esteori Ruiz double on a fly ball to center in front of Duran, the shortstop going back. That's the only extra base hit today for San Antonio. And actually, the only extra base hit for either side today. Yeah. Rough Riders have a run on no hits.
Hitless.
Here's the wind back and the pitch on the way. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Tough for Reagans to get any help from the offense. It's for San Antonio now a pair of short-term guys that have started the game.
The pitch, high and tight, 1-1.
Almost going backwards with Moises Lugo making his first appearance in a start this year. He only goes 2 1/3. And then Osvaldo Hernandez
offering in. Change up at the top of the zone for a strike, 1-2.
He's come out for the third inning a number of times, but only two starts for him, as we mentioned earlier, in the first two matchups of the season. So a couple of short and bullpen guys for San Antonio to start the game.
1-2 on the way. Fouled back into Garcia's glove. He squeezes for strike three. Pair of strikeouts for Cole Reagans in an easy fifth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. That's exactly what he needed. Rough Riders trail 3-1 as we go to the home half of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called! This one's over!
Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Trey Hare starts it off for the Riders in the home half of the fifth, looking for their first hit against San Antonio. They trail 3-1. Wind back of the pitch. Off the outside corner and misses, and it's 1-1, no strikes. Moises Lugo went 2 1/3. Now Osvaldo Hernandez out on the plate. Or out on the mound, I should say. He deals in. Here's a looper into shallow center field. Here comes the center fielder Ruiz, and he can make the play. Trey Hare picks up the first Rough Riders hit. A single to center, and Sandro Fabian steps in now for the Riders. And you think, well, no hits going into the fifth inning. That's not a big deal. Remember, this is a San Antonio team that's already thrown two no-hitters this year. So always something to keep in the back of your mind. Fabian in from the right side against the southpaw Hernandez. The pitch. Outside corner. Upper edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Pop out for Fabian, his first time up. Riders trailing 3-1. Hernandez readies. And the 0-1. Off the outside corner in the dirt. Back pick down to first, and Hare is back in easily. 1-1. Osvaldo Hernandez saw the Rough Riders plenty last year and really struggled. An 0-3 record and 4 starts with an over 7 ERA. 7th starting pitcher last year. From the stretch, the lefty's pitch. In the air, out to center. Ruiz giving ground. He's back near the warning track. Makes the over-the-shoulder catch. Fabian gave it a ride. 1-0-3 off the bat. A fly ball out to center. There's one away. Kellen Strom hits now. A walk and a run scored back in the third. The lone tally for the Rough Riders, trailing 3-1. Kellen Strom going with the new walk-up song today. And in his words, he says, "We're turning things around, and it starts right now." First pitch. in the air, right side and foul. 0-1.
If he can tie the rest of this, I mean, he's already come in. You got to feel good about his base running back in the first trip to the plate. But if he can tie together and finish a nice game, I don't think he'll ever change that the rest of the year.
No.
Might just stick to it.
And he needs it. Hitting 148 on the season. He knows it. He's been putting together some good at-bats, but no numbers to show for it. 0-1. Ground ball out to short. Leyba has it. Flips on to second for one. On to first. And they got him for the double play. Well, he grounds into a 6-4-3 twin killing, and the side comes to a close in the fifth. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. And we go to the top half of the sixth inning. Reagan's back out onto the hill. Riders trailing 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area. CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cole Reagan's into his windup. First pitch to Juan Fernandez is on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. We're into the top of the sixth inning from Riders Field. Flying chalkless in Los Quesos Frisco. Wind back 0-1. Off the outside edge, it misses, and it's 1-1. Riders trailing 3-1. Reagan's winds back in the 1-1 pitch. In the air, down the right field line. Long run for Josh Stowers, and he can't get there. It falls in for a base hit. Tried to throw back behind the runner, Fernandez, but the ball got away. It was singled the seventh for the Flying Chanclas. And Jared Gettert out of the Riders' dugout. That's going to be all she wrote for Cole Reagan's, and he can't believe it. He's going to try and argue. 79 pitches for the left-hander. And he's going to go get Nick Starr out of the bullpen. Reagan's is pointing up at the scoreboard saying, I only have 79 pitches. Come on. But Nick Starr is going to come out of the Riders' bullpen. Good to see Nick Starr. We'll introduce you to him when we come back. He was our pregame interview guest with Chris earlier today. Riders trailing 3-1 at the top of the sixth. Runner aboard, nobody out here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Mensch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
With love.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
With the love. Nick Starr out of the Riders bullpen for the first time since April 29th. He takes the mound. Coming off the injured list, he relieves Cole Reagans, who went 5-plus innings, allowing 7 hits, 3 runs. He struck out 5, and he is responsible for Juan Fernandez at first. Thomas Malone will face the right-hander Starr as the first batter up against the righty. As mentioned, since April 29th against the Midland Rockhounds, Nick Starr had been really good to start the year. 1-0 over 7 appearances, a 1.93 ERA, and holding opponents just a 1.52 batting average. The right-hander deals with the left-handed batting Malone, who's 1-for-2 today. Starr ready from the stretch. He fires. Fastball. Down the heart of the plate for a strike at 95, and it's a catch-up with Starr earlier today. Really,
yeah,
good guy.
He's just awesome. And we've talked about the amount of cool guys. Another great guy in a pitching group that's really been great to work with.
The offering is sent high in the air to center, tracing Strom back into the left center alley. He makes the catch. One out.
Had a chance to talk with Nick about... So if you Google Nick Starr, there's actually a character, you know the series Big Mouth?
Yeah.
There's a character named Nick Starr on the show Big Mouth, and he had no idea. He had actually never even heard of Big Mouth before, which I have also not seen the show, but I had heard of it.
Oh, have you not? Okay.
No.
It's not for the young ones.
That's from what I've been able to gather. Kind of a COVID show right around that time.
Yeah. The pitch is lined into shallow right field, and out goes Justin Foscue to make the catch. Jorge Onya off the end of the bat. And he's retired on the first pitch, 2 outs.
Well, quick work for Mr. Nick Starr. Just talked about his time in Arizona. He was off to a really good start to begin the year. Talk about Spokane, talk about Hickory, and just the things to expect in the two matchups there along his time with the Rangers. And then was originally drafted by Cincinnati, but they had the medical eval, which, well, want to say first, just the draft process. He said it's a dream come true, surrounded by your family and friends. And you find out you're going to play pro baseball.
Chris Gibbon, first pitch. At the bottom of the zone, first strike, and it's 0-1.
Medical evaluation where he said that he had some problems with the throwing elbow that for the Reds ended up a medical release after the draft, and he was picked up by the Rangers, he said, hours later.
0-1. Way off the outside corner in the dirt, skips all the way past Garcia back to the backstop, and Fernandez takes second on the wild pitch. Riders trail 3-1 here in the top of the sixth. 2 outs now, runner at second. 1-1 the count on Gibbon.
And he was just happy to be back in town. And he noted that being in Arkansas, the trip to Tulsa wasn't exactly close, but really looking forward to when they go to Little Rock to take on the Travs.
1-1. Just off the outside corner, 2-1.
So Little Rock is really, really close to...
And for those who don't know, the medical eval, it's something you do with almost everybody who gets drafted. From the stretch, 2-1. Way inside, it's 3-1. Once you're drafted, your rights are owned by that team. And then they offer you an amount to sign for, and you agree or you disagree, of course, and then you have to go through the medical eval. I think the most famous one who failed his medical eval, 3-1. Fouled away right side, it's 3-2. Kumar Rocker, who was the 10th overall pick by the Mets last year out of Vanderbilt. Based on the medical eval, the Mets wanted to give Rocker a way smaller signing bonus than he thought that he deserved, and so he decided not to sign. Nick Starr, very happy to be with the Rangers organization.
He'll be another name back in the mix in this draft.
Yeah, after,
yeah, he's Kumar in that Rocker draft prep league.
Some even thought he'd be the number one overall pick before the season, and Jack Leiter emerged as kind of the best pitcher out of Vanderbilt. 3-2. Swinging a soft roller out to the middle of the field. Duran has it, flicks on to first, and gets Gibbon, who threw the bat at the baseball.
and the bat ended out in front of home plate, halfway in between the plate and the mound. So Nick Starr comes in and retires the side in order out of the bullpen and strands a runner aboard belonging to Cole Reagans. No runs, a hit, no errors, one runner left on base. Bottom six coming up. Riders trailing 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field. Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride!
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Osvaldo Hernandez deals home the first pitch to Dustin Harris. It's on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. We're underway in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Riders trailing 3-1 to the Flying Chanclas. Hernandez back into his wind in the pitch. In the air, left side foul territory, and out of play. It's 0-2. Rough Riders stats and info telling us that Osvaldo Hernandez is going for his longest appearance of the season. Great job by our research department. Pitch home. In the air, down the left field line. A looper towards the line and foul. Still no balls, two strikes. He's at 2 1/3 innings now. And he's done that twice this year, but 2 2/3 is his longest outing he's had this year. I should say he's at 2 2/3 now. Dustin Harris, 0-2 today, his first time in the leadoff spot. Left on left, Hernandez deals in the 0-2. Grounded foul, first base side. Still no balls, two strikes. Harris, one of those hitters who, when he catches fire, he is almost unstoppable. He went on a big run, hitting home runs 4 out of 5 games. The pitch is hit off the end of the bat. Shallow center field. Ruiz charges in. Can't get it. Falls in for a base hit, and there's the first hit of the series for Harris. Single to shallow center. Second hit for the Rough Riders today, trailing 3-1. And that brings Justin Foscue to the plate.
Credit Dustin Harris for keeping that at-bat alive. Had to foul away 3 consecutive pitches before finally getting something to drop down. We've just seen a lot of contact tonight. This is how the night's gone for both sides.
It certainly has. Well, Pete Zamora out of the dugout. He's going to make a pitching change, taking out Hernandez. Henry will come out of the bullpen. The man with two names. Riders trailing 3-1. Nobody out in the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike 3 called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh, my goodness!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right field of a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Third pitcher used by San Antonio today, it's Henry Henry. Comes out of the bullpen, Justin Foscue to face him with a runner at first. Riders trailing by a score of 3-1 to San Antonio. Henry Henry, the tall right-hander from the stretch, she deals. Fastball slips up high of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. It's been a tough season for Henry Henry. 23-year-old, 6'4", 215, a returner from a season ago to Double-A San Antonio. He sets in the 1-0. Low off the outside corner in the dirt. Siegel keeps it in front. Two balls, no strikes. Henry, over 20 and two-thirds innings, 12 appearances, a 7.84 ERA this year. 19 strikeouts to 13 walks. Opponents hitting 306 against him. And after just surrendering three home runs all year last year in 38 outings, he's surrendered four already this year. 2-0 toss. On the outside corner for a strike. He's back in it. Three runs, seven hits, and an error for San Antonio. Rough Riders, one run on two hits and no errors here in the sixth. Throw goes over to first. Harris was about half a step off the first base bag, and he's back. Dustin Foscue reached on that error back in the third inning. He's 0 for 2 today. Henry readies. He deals. Harris takes off. Pitch is popped up right side. Foul territory. Fernandez over towards the dugout. And it's into the dugout. Home of San Antonio tonight down the first base side, and it's 2-2. It's a good part of the order to have up for the Rough Riders. Foscue has been on fire. Entering into this game, a .292 batting average on the season. Taking a bit of a step back in this series, just 1-for-9 so far, but he ended a 20-game on-base streak with an 0-for in the first game of the series. 2-2 on the way home. It fell off the hands back behind home plate, and it's still 2-2. You hear 20-game on-base streak, it can be a little misleading. Guys can only get on base once a game over those 20 games. But Foscue had an on-base percentage just shy of .500 over the streak. Hit well over .300 as well. Was a double machine. 13 doubles on the year. 2-2 pitch. On the ground, right side. Snared out of the air, actually, by Juan Fernandez. A diving backhanded catch. He takes it to the bag at first and doubles off Harris. Oh, what a play. It looked like it was going to sneak past Fernandez. It was on a line, a diving backhanded stop. And he was able to double off Harris, who was just in his secondary lead. There was nothing he could do. A double play wipes the bases clean for Blaine Cram. What an incredible diving backhanded stop by Juan Fernandez.
And a good at-bat for Justin Foscue. Again, had to fight some away like Harris did to get aboard. But just a tough result.
Pitch to Cram is low and away in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Catches a big chunk of Chandler Siegel, who tries... He's a little shaken up. It just seems like everything that could be a 50-50 is going San Antonio's way in this game. A lot of soft hits. That line drive double play. The ball scalded off the bat of Foskey. Krim trying to get it going. He's 0-for-1 tonight with a walk. Henry's pitch. Way outside. Missed at 97 on the heater, and it's 2-0.
And I think that's fair to say. I mean, we were talking about with Cole Reagans, where do you draw the line of, you know, looking at what his line ends with, three earned on seven hits, but how many of those were just little opposite ends?
2-0, way outside and low, 3-0.
Dropped in, you know, shallow outfield. You think of Esteori Ruiz, the pop-up that would have been the third out. Instead, it dropped for an RBI double. So it's been a tester on both ends.
3-0 pitch. Low and outside, ball four. Krim walks for the second time today. And Ezekiel Duran bats. Krim came in riding a seven-game hitting streak. And that's in jeopardy. He'll probably get one more trip up in this game. Ezekiel Duran bats. Good news is for Krim, he's extended his on-base streak to 11 games. Duran's 0-for-2, hit a ball hard into the right field corner his last time up, but it was run down by Jorge Onya at the wall. Henry from the stretch, the pitch. Pumps it right down the heart of the plate. 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-1. He's ready from the stretch again with Krim at first, the pitch. Soft grounder, right side, second baseman given a long way, picks, throws to first, just got him. He was shifted up, chance to beat that out, but he just got to it and threw out Duran for the final out of the sixth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, one runner left stranded for the Rough Riders. And we go to the top of the seventh where Chris Jarrett is back on the play-by-play. When we come back, Riders trailing 3-1 here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Let's take a look at what's happening this week at Riders Field. On Wednesday, Hall of Famer Fergie Jenkins is in town for Texas Baseball Legends. Thirsty Thursday is another Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River, as well as Salute to Supply Chain Night. Then, Los Quesos Frisco take the field on Friday with postgame fireworks. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night is on Skylit Saturday as the Riders take the field in special Marvel-themed uniforms. Sunday closes a busy week with Kids Sunday Funday, as well as Bark in the Park Night.
At the wall, it's gone! And the Rough Riders have a 2-0 lead.
Find more information on the promos page at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New man in the ballgame for Los Quesos Frisco as we start the seventh from Riders Field. Left-hander Lucas Jake takes over for, again, tonight, donning their Copa uniforms. Los Quesos Frisco taking over for Nick Starr, who made his return to the Riders roster. Lefty-righty. First pitch from Jacobson, runs inside and misses low, ball one. 8-9-1 due up for San Antonio to start the seventh. 3-1, flying Shankla's in front. 1-0. Outside after Lujay missed down and in. Two balls, no strikes on his first batter faced. Good turn for Starr. Short term. Just three batters faced. Retired all three. Less than 10 pitches used. 2-0. Fouled away. Slaps off the facing of the sweet level, and it's 2-1. Well, when we were chatting with Starr, we mentioned earlier in the interview pregame, he just noted his story about not passing the medical exam by the Reds. 2-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. And it gets picked up by the Rangers. He's been in their system since the draft year. Said that there's a lot of guys on this roster that it feels like their journey to get here, to get to the double-A point, is something to admire, something to marvel at. That's Zach and I's job, is to tell those stories. 2-2. Laced in the air to center, and a leaping catch by Foscue. Cheating right behind second base. And chalk it up to Prep. One gone in the seventh as Foscue is right place, right time. Made it look easy for the first out. Bottom of the order in the left fielder, Corey Howell. Lefty-righty matchup, the first pitch. Shows bunt, pulls it back, and a missed low ball one. Lucas Jacobson was one of those guys. Drafted out of Long Beach State. After transferring from the community college level, he goes to Long Beach State, taken by the Rangers in the 27th round, 1-0. Down and away. Two balls, no strikes. Almost quit at the college level, too. A minor injury, and just said, I think I'm done. Back and played fall ball. Got the scholarship to Long Beach State. 2-0. In the air, fouled away. Way over the San Antonio dugout, and it's 2-1. One gone in the seventh. And Frisco trailing 3-1. Held to just two hits through six innings at the plate. And then got picked up by the Rangers. Said he thought he remembers giving up like seven earned runs in his first appearance professionally. Felt way in over his head. 2-1 is chopped foul at the plate. Now two balls, two strikes. But stuck in it. And then just a long string of injuries that for Jacobson has been a tough road back. And just a steady stream of games. 2-2. Tipped and squeezed for strike three. A half cut from Corey Howell, and Garcia held on for the second out. And there's the first strikeout for Lucas Jacobson. Got him on the high fastball. Base is clear. Two gone for Esteori Ruiz.
That's what Jacobson's been doing all season long. That fastball's been really good from the left side in the upper 90s, and he went upstairs with it.
Lefty-righty the first pitch. Catches the outer edge for a called strike one in the center fielder, Ruiz. No balls in a strike. He's got one hit tonight. The RBI knock back in the third. 0-1. Outside. Garcia throws the glove to bring it down. Now one ball, one strike with two gone.
Chris, you and I have been singing the praises of Esteori Ruiz this series. He is really good. Probably one of the best leadoff hitters we've seen in the league.
1-1. Upstairs. Now 2-1. That's why I think yesterday was tough. Is because I feel like that top of the order, you got the outcome and the final line from Ruiz that you were hoping for to try and win a ball game. But Connor Hollis sitting behind him with two hits. 2-1. Opposite way over the net. Two balls, two strikes. Was only aboard once in yesterday's game. He was hit by Ipkin. Connor Hollis, RBI base hit. And almost in a flash, 1-0 San Antonio, it felt like.
That's what speed does.
Two balls, two strikes. Jacobson fires home outside. And now three balls, two strikes. Step away from this box score and look at the production that the Flying Chanclas have gotten from the bottom of the order. Sitting at seven hits, and six of them from batters 4 through 9. Ruiz, Hollis, Leyba, just one hit combined. Time called by Ruiz at the plate right before the payoff pitch.
That'll certainly work when you get that production from the bottom of the order. But also, I mean, we've been seeing it here in this game. I think what makes Ruiz so dangerous, he'll take his walks, too. He hits well. He hits for power. But to get on base like that, a 475 on base percentage, just ridiculous.
3-2. Called strike three. Ruiz goes down watching, and Lucas Jacobson enters the ballgame in the seventh. and retires San Antonio with back-to-back strikeouts. No runs, no hits, no action for Jacobson as he's off in the seventh. Frisco in need of offense. They trail 3-1 into the stretch on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right-hander Alec Jacob getting loose for San Antonio tonight. The Friday night fans taking this one in of 5,402 in Frisco, Texas. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley in a 3-1 contest. Los Quesos Frisco and Flying Chanclas de San Antonio going at it tonight. David Garcia standing in. First pitch. Just misses off the plate. Ball one. 5-6-7 due up for Los Quesos as Alec Jacob, the ready reliever on the mound. 1-0. Hangs a bit. 72 drops down and finds the middle of the zone. One ball, one strike. Garcia, a pair of groundouts in the middle of the card for Frisco tonight. 1-1. The side tosser misses down and in by the knees of Garcia, and it's 2-1. Garcia double and scored last night on Thursday night, and then a big night in Game 2 on Wednesday night. 2-1, a wave and a miss. Unloaded on the off-speed pitch at 71, dancing over the middle of the plate. Can't find contact, and it's 2-2. Speaking of Spokane, Alec Jacob, native, played at his college ball at hometown Gonzaga. 2-2. Chopper right side. Fernandez, the first baseman, cuts it off. Throws to Jacob right on line for the out. Not an easy play, but executed by the first baseman Fernandez to his covering pitcher Jacob, one gone.
Yeah, that is a really tough play to be falling away from first base like that and throw perfectly meeting the pitcher on the run right to the bag. That is a great play by Fernandez. Looked like it might even be a hit right off the bat just because of where it was placed, but couldn't ask for a much better play from the first baseman.
And the Riders have really been limited tonight. Two hits as a team as Stowers flashes a bunt, pops it high in the air, and Fernandez coming in calls off Jacob. One pitch for the second out on the right fielder, Stowers, and quickly two gone in the seventh. Trey Hare next to the plate. He's got one of just two Frisco hits tonight. And in a 3-1 ball game, Frisco got on the scoreboard in the third without a hit. Sandro Fabian popped out in the infield before Kellen Strom walked. Wild pitch got him in scoring position a second. First pitch to Hare. Finds the inner edge of the zone. No balls and a strike to the third baseman here. Got a leadoff base hit in the fifth. Righty-lefty, the 0-1. Wave and a miss as he was out in front of a Pitch that hardly registered at 71 for strike two. Alec Jacob new in on the mound, and time called by Harris. He wants to slow down the right-hander at just 23 years old. Picked up by the Padres in this recent draft, 2021. No balls, two strikes to Trey Hare. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. He quick pitched him for strike three. 1-2-3 seventh for Alec Jacob in San Antonio as they continue to stave away Frisco off the scoreboard tonight. Pair 3-1, and we go to the eighth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olson, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Motoring on Friday night, Lucas Jacobson, the lefty reliever, back on the bump, and he'll face the top portion of the San Antonio lineup to begin the eighth. Lefty ready to Connor Hollis. Jacobson kicks and throws. Ripped in the air out to left center field. Fabian Enstrom on the move, looking up, and that ball was crushed. 105 off the bat for the strikes to begin the eighth. They lead it 4-1 over Frisco. .417, the numbers that come back on a pitch that was just left over the plate. From Lucas Jacobson. Got the fastball at 94, but right over the heart of the zone. It's been a low-scoring affair and a tight ball game for the most part. Lefty-righty to Domingo Leyva, the switch-hitting infielder. First pitch missed inside for ball one.
Hollis came into this series with just three home runs. He has two in this series already.
1-0 toss. Down and away. Jacobson trying to rebound after the solo shot, and it's two balls, no strikes. It's been the top of the order that has done damage to Frisco pitching this week.
It's the San Antonio team that's just hit 35 home runs in the season now, second worst in the Texas League.
2-0, yanked down the third baseline, and one hops into the seats. Bounces over into the Frisco bullpen. Now 2-1.
Remember when Northwest Arkansas came in here with, home runs in 11 games and then hit...
Liftoff.
11 home runs over the six-game series?
That was a series, too, where winds were, averaging 20 miles an hour to straightaway center.
Felt like 30.
Yeah. 2-1. Chopper third baseline. Drops fair and hair off his wrist as it died just outside of the bag. And a Domingo Leyva base hit. Actually might go down on an error as we get another look on stream. Went for the backhand pick as he was starting to curve towards the route of the ball. Leyva aboard at first base. Now the first baseman Juan Fernandez is next. Trouble for Lucas Jacobson in this eighth. Came in the seventh in a 1-2-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Lefty-righty the pitch. Opposite drops in right field for a base hit. Rips a throw to second. It skips away from Duran, but Hare is there. Back-to-back base runners aboard. Now second and first with nobody out in the top of the eighth inning. Frisco and San Antonio went to extras last night. It was the first extra inning ball game for the Rough Riders this season. Four runs, though, in the top of the 10th. And they fell 7-3 to the Missions, who entered tonight with a 2-1 series advantage. Now a solo homer and back-to-back base runners after that to put tonight's game in jeopardy. First pitch, Thomas Malone pulls one past Foscue and into right field, base hit. Leyba rounds third and he'll stop. Throw to second. The shortstop, Duran, jumped up in the air and pulled it down on the throw from Stowers. It almost was too tall, but fortunately settles down the play. Bases are loaded with nobody out in tonight's turning point in the top of the eighth inning. San Antonio in front 4-1. And again, nobody out. Fernandez jumping on the first pitch. As a visit to the mound for Garcia. Grimm is with him. Duran and Foscue out there as well. And it'll come to a close. But as everybody departs, Jared Gettert wants in on the action. The Rough Riders manager coming out. A really good seventh inning for Lucas Jacobson, but an eighth that starts with a solo homer. And now three consecutive base hits. The last two on the first pitch. And the bases are loaded. Frisco turning to the bullpen. Will step aside and come back with the new man on the mound in the top of the eighth inning. Bases loaded. Nobody out on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out, Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Eleven hits for San Antonio on Friday night in Frisco, 10 of them singles. And that's how it's gone for Riders pitchers tonight. They look to settle it down as they turn to the righty, Grant Anderson, a native of Port Arthur, Texas, into the ballgame to make his 15th go of the season. 29 strikeouts and just 9 walks in his 23 1/3 this season, but a really difficult spot in the top of the eighth. Bases are loaded. And nobody out in a 4-1 deficit. Righty-righty matchup for him in the bottom of the order upcoming. Right fielder Jorge Onya standing in. Anderson's first pitch of the night. 95 miles an hour and finds his own for a called strike one. That'll the last three pitches over the plate have been base hits. 0-1 pitch. Pulled foul. Over the visiting dugout, no balls, two strikes. Domingo Leyba, the shortstop, following up the solo shot from Connor Hollis. Picked up a base hit. And then back-to-back first pitch contact from Juan Fernandez and Thomas Malone to load the bases. Righty-righty from Anderson to Onya. 0-2 toss. called strike three. Went back to the well on the heater at 95, and it froze the right fielder, Onya. There's the first out of the eighth. Anderson delivering it from the pen. And right below the belt in a perfect spot. Bases loaded. San Antonio leading Frisco 4-1 in the eighth. Righty-righty. Here's Chris Given. First pitch. Down the heart of the zone at 82 and taken for a called strike. Well, we had fun. We mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, we had Whataburger in the house prior to the first pitch of game three between San Antonio and Frisco on Thursday night, 0-1. Same pitch, same result from Anderson, and it's quickly 0-2. Grant Anderson, one of the guys that we went to, a Texan. And he said he's had Whataburger his whole life. So any time that he can sit down and sample some Whataburger, he says, is a good time. He certainly enjoyed himself. 0-2. In the air to shallow right field. This will actually stay in the infield. Krim called off by Foscue that makes a basket catch, and there's two gone. Grant Anderson having the effect in the top of the eighth. Two batters faced, six pitches, all strikes, and there's two gone.
One of the craziest moments during that Whataburger shoot was there was a this or that with the spicy chicken sandwich and the honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich. And Anderson said that spicy chicken sandwich was a go-to for him, and he picked the honey barbecue chicken
big upset.
Strip sandwich.
Big upset. Here's Chandler Siegel. First pitch, a tapper foul at the plate, 0-1. I thought maybe more surprising was Blythe until pretty recently in his life.
Until he married his wife.
Until he got married, yeah. Until he was made to, essentially.
Yeah. Or that Zach Kent had never eaten avocado before yesterday. That was a surprising one, too. He said it didn't taste very green.
Oh. It's outside, and it's one ball, one strike. I couldn't wait to say that, but I'm so happy that you beat me to it. Took a bite out of the avocado bacon burger from Whataburger and said, that didn't taste as green as I thought. What a line. Explained himself. And of course, that wasn't the craziest thing we got out of him. 1-1. Poked foul. Behind the net, one ball, two strikes with the bases loaded in the top of the eighth inning. San Antonio leading 4-1. Took a taquito, a bacon breakfast taquito, and bit it sideways. Basically bit into it like, I don't know, a corn dog or
corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob, like you said last night. What are you doing? Just an interesting, awesome guy. Anderson's 1-2. Tipped and just out of the glove of Garcia. Almost hauled it in for what would have been the third out and could have stranded the bases full, but Garcia took a chunk out of a foul tip from Siegel. And so Mike Carroll, our crew chief and plate umpire, takes the time to walk one out to Anderson, still 1-2.
Kent also was the slowest eater I think we've ever seen, and he had a good reason
for it. I love his reason why. Goes back to the Virginia Military Institute, too, and they would all eat together, and he goes, they used to make us yell, is what he said back in college. If you finished eating first, you had to sit there and hold the Bible up and basically yell out the Bible while everyone else finished eating. Righty, righty, Anderson's 1-2 in the air, lifted to shallow center field. This one, trouble. Foscue called off by Duran, and he hauls it in.
What a job.
Flashes you back to what happened in the third inning when Ruiz dropped one in center for hauls it in. And Grant Anderson out of the pen strands the bases loaded, but not before the solo home run from Connor Hollis, his second of the week, and it stretches San Antonio's lead in the eighth. 4-1, flying Chanclas on top of Los Quesos Frisco. We go to the home half next.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way.
So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch from Alec Jacob as we're off and running in the home half of the eighth inning. Misses for a ball. 8-9-1 for Los Quesos. Sandro Fabian standing in. Next pitch, zone. One ball, one strike. Left fielder Fabian 0-2 tonight. And the next pitch, just missing inside, and it's now 2-1. Alec Jacob looked really good in the seventh, his first inning of work. 1-2-3 and a strikeout, no walks, no hits, nothing allowed. 2-1, wave and a miss as Fabian out in front of 70 miles an hour and has to take the full reset outside of the box. Now two balls, two strikes in a 4-1 San Antonio game, out hitting Frisco 11-2 with 10 singles. 2-2. Just missed low. Fabian, I think, full take on that 71-mile-an-hour offer. And the count is full. Three balls, two strikes. Just underway in the eighth, the 3-2. Got him watching for strike three. Jacob dials up the heat and gets Fabian down staring at the third strike. Second of the night for the right-hander, Alec Jacob, and there's one gone. Bottom of the order, and Kellen Strom is next. He is the lone man that has crossed home plate tonight. Righty-righty as Jacob fires home. 71 finds the inner edge. No balls and a strike. Oh, one is a little slow roller up the third baseline. Throw to first. Strom beat it out. Drops a bunt up the third baseline. And again, Kellen Strom turning the lineup card back to the top by getting a board. Did it with a walk in the third. And now this bunt just died on a little chopper up towards Hollis at third. And he's aboard. One gone for Dustin Harris. Solo home run for San Antonio in the top of the inning. That's what extends their lead now into the home half of the eighth. 4-1, flying Chanclas in front. Righty lefty the pitch. One ball, no strikes. He got a base hit back in the sixth inning. A flare shot that went right over Labus at a short. 1-0. Slapped foul. One ball, one strike as Jacob begins to pick up the pace. Sun now fully set at Riders Field. Still a little bit of light in the sky over our left shoulder. Dropping in the west. One ball, one strike from Jacob. Into left field, a base hit. Harris goes opposite way and advances Strom to second. Back-to-back base hits for Frisco, and they're cooking in the eighth. Tying run coming to the plate in Justin Foscue.
Well, you mentioned Kellen Strom doing a wonderful job setting things up for the top of the order with that bunt base hit. Well, now Dustin Harris with his second hit today, and all of a sudden you have the meat of the order coming up with big-time RBI guys in Foscue, Krim, and Duran. And two aboard, one out is exactly what the Riders needed.
And you wondered what this lineup would look like with no JP, no Johnny Ornelas, two guys that have probably handled the leadoff spot in maybe 90% of the games this season.
Yeah, if not more.
Right. Now it's Dustin Harris, and he's got himself a multi-hit night. Righty-righty to Foscue the pitch. Down and away. Missing outside of the second baseman. One ball, no strikes. He reached on the error in the third. Had the ball put in play with Strom at second. A tight throw to first. It was offline, and Strom scored. 1-0 pitch. Way outside. Siegel had to sacrifice the crouch behind home plate. And basically lay down to his right to pull it out from Jacob. Count working to 2-0.
The answer is 88%, by the way. 88% of
you
games.
Would. Just digs it up. 2-0 pitch. Pulled out of the basement for strike one to Foscue. Looked like it was tailing down and outside. But now 2-1. One gone in the bottom of the eighth. Runners at second and first. Foscue the tying run at the plate. The pitch home. There's strike two. Wears it in a similar spot, a little more straightened up, and now two balls, two strikes. Blaine Krim is on deck. Hit the most home runs this month in the Texas League. Righty-righty. Jacob set the 2-2. Into right field, a flare shot, and it's foul. Not the best contact from Foscue, but got the bat around on it. And if that one was straightened up, you could have had a chance to bring in Strom from second. Harris at first. And only one out in the eighth. A battle for first in the South taking place at Riders Field this week and now into the weekend. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Chopper slow roller towards third. Hollis runs to second for one. Down to first. They got him. A gut-wrenching double play for San Antonio to end action in the eighth. Biggest scoring chance of the night for Frisco. Left at the wayside. And Justin Foscue rolls into a double play to end the eighth inning. We go to the ninth. San Antonio leading by 3-4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco down to their final three outs, trailing by three on Friday night. Grant Anderson back on the bump, trying to keep it that way. Send it back over to Mr. Zach Bigley. Zach.
All right. Thank you, my friend. We go to the top of the ninth inning, 4-1. Flying chanclas over the top of Los Quesos in what has been a frustrating night of baseball for the Rough Riders so far. Corey Hallis, Tori Ruiz, and Connor Hollis, the 3-2 up, 9-1-2. First pitch, Anderson dots the outside corner with a slider in its own one. Fourth pitcher used today by the Rough Riders, Cole Reagans, Nick Starr, Lou Jacobson, and now Grant Anderson. 0-1. Slider inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Anderson, what a job he turned in the eighth inning just to keep it a very close game. Bases loaded, nobody out. Struck out Jorge Onya. And induced pop-outs from Chris Given and Chandler Siegel to get out of the jam. Just a wonderful, masterful job of pitching. Offering is low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. So now he works here in the ninth, his second inning of work. Enters in with a 1.48 earned run average. From the stretch, the 24-year-old, the 1-2. In the air and hammered. Forget about this one out to left field. Way out of here. Up over the berm onto the walkway in left field. An absolute missile from Corey Howell. 434 feet. Howell sends out his fourth of the season. 107 off the bat. Second home run today for San Antonio on a hanging slider that didn't slide in the middle of the plate. That ball was absolutely crushed. Third baseline, one hop, bare hand, hair, throw on to first, not in time. Ruiz can absolutely burn, and he bunts himself aboard, a base hit. Solo home run, bunt single, and it's looking like the eighth inning again.
It almost doesn't even matter if it's a good bunt. If it's just down and fair, I mean, that one hop to Trey Hare at third, but just with how long it was up in the air, with his speed, he's standing a great chance to beat anything out.
Finds his way aboard for the third time today. Here's Connor Hollis now, who homered his last time up. Anderson checks over on Ruiz, who is second in all minor league baseball with 32 steals, picking up his 32nd tonight. He only trails Max Ferguson of Lake Elsinore, the low A affiliate of San Diego. He has 33, so one off the lead. First offering home to Hollis. On the outside corner with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Ruiz, a dangerous man at first base. 5-1. San Antonio leads it. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a foul back into Garcia's glove, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders in danger of falling in behind in the series 3-1, which is exactly what they did against Corpus Christi last week before taking the Saturday and Sunday games to force a series split. 0-2. In the air, foul right side. It's 0-2 still. Rough Riders will have to try and come back in the bottom of the ninth with at least a four-run deficit. San Antonio has picked up a fair amount of hits over the last two games, 24 combined. We still play here in the ninth. 0-2 to Hollis. Squib foul over the top of the third base coach. Right down the right side. First base coach wearing number 33. There's roster. Still 0-2. Anderson looks in for his sign. He brings in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him with a fastball. There's the first out of the ninth.
It's almost like he was seeing how long Connor Hollis would stand and hold, and Hollis doing the same, how long Anderson would sit there. It was almost 10 seconds of just standing there and nothing going on. And then finally a good pitch on that sinker outside, and Hollis couldn't catch it.
Well, definitely holding on Ruiz as well, trying not to give him the same look. And he fires over to check on him again. With the pickoff rule, we haven't mentioned this in a bit, there's a new pickoff rule this year in AA where you can only throw over twice per at-bat. If you throw over the third time, you either have to get him or it's a balk. Anderson ready from the stretch. He pitches home to Domingo Leyba. Outside, one ball, no strike. So really all you can do as a pitcher is use a slide step or vary up your times to the plate, which is exactly what Anderson is doing. Holding the ball and not allowing Estiori Ruiz to time him up over at first. 1-0 pitch. Just outside, missing with the slider, and it's 2-0. One out, runner at first, one in here in the ninth. 5-1 San Antonio. And action out in the Riders' bullpen. Grant Wolfram getting loose. 2-0 toss. A hard liner foul right side. 2-1. Ruiz was off on contact there. Trying to hold him within striking distance. Feels like four runs, kind of the precipice right there.
Well, damage late decided last night's ball game, but since the sixth inning, after that Blank Grim home run, a base hit from J.P. Martinez, but nothing in the 7th, 8th, 9th, or in the 10th for that matter to try and get any production. But tonight you have the two and two aboard with just one out before the double play. That's a big scoring chance passing you by.
2-1 offering to Leyva. Chopper to first, and Krim grabs it, but in foul territory. Would have had a chance at a double play. Would have been a tough turn with Ruiz running, but a foul ball. 2-2. Yeah, the Rough Riders have had their opportunities tonight, despite just stranding four on the base paths.
Man, I don't know where that's fouled, Zach.
Yeah, it looked like he caught it, and his glove came down right on top of the first base bag. But, I mean, credit to Chris Presley Murphy. He has a better view than we do. Right down the line, the umpire. Two-two on the way. Anderson kicks, fires, runner goes, swinging a foul at the plate. And it's still two balls, two strikes. Ruiz is getting his sprints in between first and second. It's three times he's taken off and has to go back to first base. On the line here in this one is first place in the Texas League South. A loss for the Rough Riders to San Antonio, they would be tied for the first time since the first game of the season in first place. Here's the 2-2. Hard grounder right side that sneaks through for a base hit. Ruiz hits second. He motors into third easily as Josh Stowers gets it in. And there are runners on the corners now with one out here in the ninth inning. Juan Fernandez hits now. See if Jared Gettert wants Anderson to go one more batter. He is going to send him out there once again with Wolfram warming out in the Riders' bend. We'll get the righty-righty matchup with the left-hander Thomas Malone on deck. Pitch home. Slider just misses up. One ball, no strikes. Righties have had a really tough time against Anderson this year, hitting just 189 off of him. Anderson's 1-0. Chopper foul, third baseline, right to the Riders' dugout. Nice play by Dustin Harris, just grabbing it, leaning over the Riders' dugout fence. 1-1. Two for four day for Fernandez. 1-1 pitch from Anderson on the way. Foul back. He's ahead, 1-2. Infield up the middle is back in double play depth for the Rough Riders. A ground ball to the left side of Foscue, though, would not result in a double play. Duran is really far off in a pole side shift. 1-2 on the way to Fernandez. Chopper right side and through for a base hit. Ruiz comes in to score. Leyva up to second. It's an RBI single for Juan Fernandez. And it's now 6-1 San Antonio.
It's just incredible how many hits that they've got as... Going to come to another stoppage here, but 15 hits, 14 of them singles, Zach. Just the home run from Connor Hollis in the eighth, the only extra base hit, as you mentioned earlier, by any team tonight going into the inning.
Grant Anderson out. Jared Gettert out of the Riders' dugout. They'll bring in Grant Wolfram out of the bullpen. Rough Riders with another pitching change, and the Riders trail 6-1. We step aside to the Riders Baseball Network here in the ninth inning. Let's take a look at what's happening this week at Riders Field. On Wednesday, Hall of Famer Fergie Jenkins is in town. Thursday is another Blue Norther hard seltzer rowdy at the river, as well as salute to Supply Chain Night. Then, Los Quesos Frisco take the field on Friday with postgame fireworks. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night is on Skylit Saturday as the Riders take the field in special Marvel-themed uniforms. Sunday closes a busy week with Kids Sunday Funday, as well as Bark in the Park Night.
At the wall, it's gone! And the Rough Riders have a 2-0 lead.
Find more information on the promos page at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to the top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders trailing 6-1 with two runs in. Grant Wolfram takes over for Grant Anderson. Wolfram, the 6'8" left-hander, face Thomas Malone, who's 2-for-4 today. 25-year-old out of Holland, Michigan. 18th rounder back in 2018 by the Rangers. 2-0 with a 7.36 ERA, making his 10th appearance on the year. 17 walks to 17 strikeouts over 14 and two-thirds innings. Opponents hitting .245 against him. As Chris touched upon right before we went to break, 15 hits today for San Antonio. Whole lot of singles. Runners at first and second. One out here in the ninth. Five-run advantage for San Antonio. Lefty-lefty against Thomas Malone. Wolfram from the stretch, he deals. Slider low of the zone, and it's 0-1. Malone with a couple singles. One back in the fourth, one in the eighth. Came in to score in the fourth inning. Wolfram issues in the 0-1. Slider outside. One ball, one strike. Double play is in order. Pull side shift on the infield with Justin Foskey, the second baseman, playing in between first and second. Duran, the shortstop, almost behind the second base bag. 1-1. In the air, left side. A long run for Hare and Duran into foul territory. Duran, oh, it just went off the tip of his glove as he bangs into the sidewall in foul territory. That would have been a spectacular catch. He was playing in the shift right behind the second base bag, and he ran all the way over into foul territory. Must have run about almost 60 yards to go and make an attempt at that one, and it just went off the tip of his glove. It's 1-2. Really good effort from Duran. He gets back in his defensive positioning. Ball and two strikes on Malone. Anderson delivers home. Or I should say Wolfram. A chopper out to second. Foskey has it. Flips onto second. Duran, no throw to first. Malone gets down the line very well. Two outs. Laba on to third. Malone on at first on the fielder's choice, 4-6. Jorge Onya batting now from the right side. 6-1 San Antonio. Rough Riders offense held to just one run on four hits tonight. San Antonio trying to tack on here in the top of the ninth inning. Pitch to Onya. Fastball sizzles high. One ball, no strikes. Onya 1-for-4 today with a run scored. One out. Low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Onya's single went to center. Back in that fourth inning when two runs came across for San Antonio. He led 3-0 at one point. Now up 6-1. The pitch. Just down low and inside. Three balls, no strikes with runners on the corners. Chris Gibbon on deck. Two outs. Wolfram looks in for his sign. He comes set. And issues home. Low for ball four. A four-pitch walk. That loads the bases up. And Chris Gibbon comes to the plate. 6-1 San Antonio. Base is full of flying chocolates. 0-4 Dave for Gibbon. RBI ground out back in the fourth. Left-hander from the stretch. He fires. Misses low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes.
Given the only guy without a hit tonight for San Antonio, they have six different batters with a multi-hit night.
15 of them total. One out. Down low in the dirt. Garcia blocks, 2-0. Six straight out of the zone from Wolfram. Crowd of 5,402 here on a Friday night. Sticking around for Fireworks Friday. We talked about there was a lot of wind early on in the season. That unfortunately postponed some fireworks shows. 2-0, high and away. Three balls, no strikes. Such thing in tonight's ball game, 7-mile-an-hour winds. Don't expect fireworks after today's game. Three out. Outside corner, called strike. 3-1. Fastball, 93 from Wolfram. Defensively, they play Gibbon straight up. 3-1 toss. A line drive in a left field that drops in for a base hit. Leyba scores from third. Malone around third on his way home. He comes in to score. And it's a two-run single for Chris Gibbon to make it 8-1 San Antonio. Got a fastball right down the heart of the plate. Served it up into the shallow left field. And he drives in two. Three RBIs for him today. Ninth man up in the inning, Chandler Siegel. In the eighth spot of the order. There you go. Now all nine have come in with a hit tonight for San Antonio. Runners at first and second. Two outs. First pitch to Chandler Siegel. Here she comes. Low and inside. One ball, no strikes. 2-for-4 day for the catcher. Couple RBI, or I should say one RBI single. Back in the fourth inning. 1-0 pitch. In the air out to shallow left center field. Kellen Strom coming in, called off by Fabian. Now Strom takes charge, makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the top of the ninth inning. Four runs across for San Antonio, though, on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hits. No errors and two left on. Bottom nine coming up. Rough Riders with some work to do, trailing by 7 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence that enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
How's your lawn looking? It takes time and effort to maintain a healthy lawn. Russell Jenkins here at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Save time and let our professionals take care of anything your outdoors might need, from lawn care and maintenance to landscaping, irrigation, and pool services for your home or business. Visit us online at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, CarpetTech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders down 7 as we go into the bottom half of the ninth inning. It's 8-1. San Antonio leads it. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you on this Friday night. Good part of the order for the Riders to have up, but it would have been a much easier task had San Antonio not scored 4 runs at the top of the ninth. Now it's a steep hill for Frisco. 3-4-5. And Kevin Copps is up on the mound for the Missions. Inside, 1-1, no strikes. He's the 5th pitcher used by San Antonio. Copps, the former Golden Spikes Award winner at Arkansas, as the best player in college baseball. Some kids were playing catch on the berm, and the ball got loose in right center. Esteban Ruiz makes a friend, toss it back into the stands. Kevin Copp was excellent as a reliever for Arkansas. The 1-0. Fouled away, back behind home, and it's 1-1, 1-1. And it's very rare that you see a reliever regarded so highly. But he was a high draft pick, and he's a prospect as well for the Padres. 1-1. Foul ball at the plate. 1-2. Copp slots in as the 15th best prospect in the Padres organization. What an interesting path that he had at Arkansas. 1-2. Chopper foul, third base side past Gettert, the Riders manager and third base coach, and it's 1-2. Redshirted in 2016 for the Razorbacks and then missed all of 2018 with Tommy John surgery. And also missed 2020, the shortened season. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Grim down swinging for out number 1. First strikeout, and that brings Ezekiel Duran to the plate. He's 0 for 3 today. Riders trailing 8-1 in the ninth with one out. The base is clear. And in 2021, he was nearly unhittable. And under 1 ERA and under .8 whip as well. The pitch. Hit foul on the ground, and it's 0-1 back behind home. Was drafted in the 3rd round by the Padres in last year's draft. Already up here in Double-A. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Hasn't been nearly as unhittable as he was in college at this level. A 4.61 ERA in 14 appearances. 15 strikeouts to 10 walks over just over 13 innings. He offers home. Duran swings and misses and strikes out on a pitch off the outside corner. 2 away on back-to-back Ks in the ninth inning. Riders trailing by 7. David Garcia is the final hope. Riders will be back in action once again tomorrow at 6:35. Zach Kent goes for Frisco against Lake Backer. From the stretch, here's the offering in. Down low and inside, and it's 1-0. Kent 0-1 with a 5.82 ERA. Backer, no record with a 1.29 ERA. As the next offering is cut on and missed, and it's 1-1 on Garcia. Final hope for Frisco tonight. 1-1. Slips low and away with a slider, and it's 2-1. 6:35 first pitch. Skylit Saturday tomorrow. 2-1. Chopper foul at the plate. 2-2. We'll have fireworks in that game. Looking forward to that. Fun stuff happening to Riders Field this weekend. Two and two, 2 outs. Bases clear here in the bottom of the ninth. 8-1. San Antonio out in front. Garcia calls time and steps out. He's 0 for 3 tonight with 3 ground outs. Riders held to just 1 run on 4 hits on the offensive side. Ready from the stretch. 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. And the ball gets away from the catcher, Siegel. Garcia down to first and no throw. A strikeout wild pitch Kevin Kopp says three strikeouts in the allows Garcia to reach first. And he has a chance for a four-strikeout inning as Josh Stowers comes in.
We were talking about box score monstrosities, I guess, or almost. Yesterday, Tom Cosgrove, no innings or no pitches recorded, but on the mound for an out without throwing a pitch and almost was in line to get the win. Well, that would have been something, but let's see four strikeouts in an inning.
Picked off, caught stealing for Cosgrove to get that out. First pitch home is inside to Stowers, and it's one ball and no strikes. Hopefully Stowers can ignite something, get some runs up on the board. One-oh toss. Swing and a miss at the plate. One and one.
I was going to say, maybe I should revise and say, let's see seven runs.
Yes.
Let's have that be the big stick out on the box score.
One-one on the way. Slider inside corner for a strike, one and two. Kevin Copps has San Antonio one strike away from a win on a Friday night. He's ready from the stretch. 1-2. In the air down the left field line in towards the corner, and it hooks foul. Ball and two strikes still on Stowers. Got on in front of the slider and yanked it foul. Copps looks in. Garcia leads from first. And the catcher, Chandler Siegel, calls time. Copps ready from the stretch. 1-2. Grounded foul. Third base side. Still 1-2. Looking forward to seeing Zach Kent tomorrow. Kent struggled at times this year, but it also looked really good at other times. See if the avocado ignites something in Stowers. He smashes the bat down on the ground in frustration and pain. He has been plucked very hard at different times this year. That one at 91 miles an hour. And he got him up and in on the left arm. Take a look at the replay for those watching on stream. Right above the left elbow. That's the second time he's been hit there this season. And he is in a ton of pain. You don't blame the show of emotion. He got hit there, I believe, in the third game of the year. Missed the next couple games because his elbow was about the size of three baseballs under the skin. He is in a ton of pain right now. Ichi Takazawa, the Riders' trainer, is going out there to check on him, bending over with him as both those guys are crouched down like catchers just to the left of home. Hit by pitch puts two aboard, two out for the Rough Riders here in the ninth inning. Jared Getter takes the helmet from Stowers. Tries to stretch it out. He stands tall. And he takes his helmet back from Getter. It looks like he wants to stay in. He is going to stay in. Gets a nice round of applause. Stowers has been nothing if not extremely tough this year. Fifth time he's been hit by a pitch. And that brings Trey Hare up. Two aboard, Riders down by seven here in the ninth. Strikeout, wild pitch, and a hit by pitch, putting two Riders aboard. Left-hander against the righty on the mound. First pitch. Breaking ball low in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Hare one for three with a single. Sandro Fabian on deck for the Riders, hoping to keep it going for him. 1-0 pitch on the way. High, bends him back. 2-0. And Riders haven't scored since the third inning, their lone run. To him. Low and away, three balls and no strikes. Cops can't find the zone all of a sudden. Right-hander ready from the stretch, the 3-0. Down low and inside for ball four. Bases loaded for the Riders, and here's Sandro Fabian. Pete Zamora, the pitching coach, out of the dugout, and he's going to go talk to Cops. Zamora has been the pitching coach, and he's acted as the manager this series with real manager Philip Wellman out on vacation. And now they're going to get somebody up and loosening out of the bullpen as Zamora goes out for a regular mound visit. No pitching change.
Glenn, it was very fast. I wonder what that meant. It was very fast. And it's probably just saying to Cops, you had no effort in the first two batters faced, back-to-back swinging strikeouts. We have a 7-run lead. Probably just saying just be aggressive. But Frisco's got themselves just through patience, working counts. You look at how long the last three batters have taken pitches. They've gotten back in it.
Bases loaded, 2 outs. Pitch is way high. Up over the top of Fabian, gets behind home. But Siegel was able to get a glove on it. And it just went behind home and not enough for Garcia to come in to score. One ball, no strikes. Cops has lost it completely. How in the world did Fabian get out of the way of that one?
I don't know that. And he pulled the bat down with him as he was going down. It was still kind of poking over his back. And almost, but fortunately got it down. Man, that was close.
Almost forced in a run. 1-0. Inside on him again, and it's 2-0. Carlos Baylen has started loosening out of the bullpen down the right field line for San Antonio. Two balls and no strikes on Fabian. Six straight out of the zone from Copps. The pitch on the outside corner with a strike. 2-1 to Sandro Fabian. Garcia at third. Stower is shaking the arm out still at second. Trey Hare at first. The pitch. Fabian swings and misses. And a fastball down low and inside. And it's 2-2. And once again, San Antonio is down to their final strike. Cops ready. The 2-2. Grounded foul on the facing of the Riders' dugout. Third base side. And it's still two balls, two strikes. Cops ready from the stretch. And the 2-2. In the air foul left side. All the way onto the third-base party deck. Fabian gave it a ride, 107 off the bat, but well fouled. 2-2. Cops ready. The pitch home. Inside, he hit him. And the Riders forcing a run as Kevin Copps has no idea where the strike zone is right now. Garcia comes in to score. Stowers down to third, Hare to second, and Pete Zamora back out once again, and he's going to take Kevin Copps out of the ballgame. He hit him on the left shoulder blade. Copps is done. Carlos Baylen will come out and try to close things out with 2 outs in the ninth, and the bases loaded as it went strikeout, wild pitch, hit by pitch, walk, hit by pitch. We're going to introduce you to Baylen when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark, and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Riders trying to claw their way back. One run in here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Two outs, bases loaded for Kellen Strom, and a pitching change for San Antonio. Carlos Bailen out of the bullpen for the Missions. Kevin Copps got the first two outs with two strikeouts, looked locked in. Struck out David Garcia on a wild pitch he reached, and then all hell broke loose. Ready from the stretch. Pitch on the way to Kellen Strom. Outside, and it's one ball, no strikes. Strom, a bunt base hit his last time up. He's one for two today. Riders trailing by a score of 8-2 with the bases loaded. Bailen steps off. Wants a redo of the signs. Stowers at third, Hare at second, Fabian at first. Pitch on the way to Strom. Slider low and away, and it's 1-1. Nine-hole hitting Strom. One home run this year. The Rough Riders have one grand slam this year from Justin Foscue. One-one toss on the way. Foul ball at the plate. Once again, Riders down to their final strike. Fourth batter that has had two strikes with two outs. Base is loaded. Bailen looks in. From the stretch, the 1-2 pitch to Strom. Low and outside of the dirt, 2-2. Top of the order on deck in Dustin Harris, who has two hits tonight already. Strom just trying to prolong this, get it to the big boys and the big bats in the Riders' order. 2-2. Chopper up the middle. The shortstop gets it and flips onto second. Leyba saves the day with a nice pick and gets Fabian at second for the final out, and that's your ball game. San Antonio, a little hairy down the stretch, but they win 8-2 over the Rough Riders on Friday night. Chris Jaren has the postgame show for you next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your communities, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, another tough one for Frisco at home as they continue the series against San Antonio. They fall 8-2 tonight, out hit by the Mission 16-4. As we take a look at the box score, post-game now high above Riders Field. Chris Jared with you. Again, 8-2 the final score. This one went downhill fast, unfortunately. San Antonio took a 1-0 lead in the first. Frisco answered with one in the bottom half. then two by the Missions in the top of the fourth. It was a 3-1 game through the fifth, through the sixth, through the seventh, scoreless. Again, 3-1, felt like anybody's ball game, but with the way that the game had gone, Frisco with hardly any offense to try and feel like they had the engine on and running hard, but 1 in the 8th, 4 in the 9th for San Antonio to blow it wide open. And unfortunately, the Riders with 1 in the 9th, they strand them loaded in the bottom half. Can't get anything more than that. But a ball game that just felt like it had weird pace. It flew at points. It hit the brakes hard at other times. And a game that took 2 hours and 49 minutes felt like a lot longer than that. Cole Reagans gets a tough loss tonight. He gives up 3 earned on 7 hits, a pair of walks, and 5 strikeouts on the season. We see the return of Nick Starr. 1 clean inning, no hits, walks, runs, or strikeouts, just 3 outs recorded. Lucas Jacobson with an earned run on 4 hits, 2 strikeouts, no walks. He also looked sharp, but again, just 1 inning. They leaned on Grant Anderson to go from the 8th to the 9th, where he gave up 4 earned on 4 hits, gave up a home run, and 2 strikeouts. Jacobson with a long ball given up as well. Grant Wolfram coming in for the 9th inning. The win goes to Osvaldo Hernandez, 2 2/3. No strikeouts, no walks, no earned runs, though, on a pair of hits given up. An effort for San Antonio tonight that needed 6 different pitchers. After Moises Lugo threw 2 1/3, Hernandez settled it down with 2 2/3. That's a new season high for him this year. Offensively, an effort that was a team effort. Everybody hitting for San Antonio tonight. And 6 different multi-hit games highlighted by Juan Fernandez that finished on a 3-for-5 night. The first baseman batting 4th with 3 hits. And the 3rd in the 9th, an RBI knock. That's how our box score looked tonight. Frisco getting out hit by San Antonio 16-4. 4-1 in terms of production in the hits column for San Antonio over Frisco. And that led to the 8-2 final score. We'll kick it to a break on the Riders postgame show. Come back and take a trip around the Texas League and set the stage for tomorrow's matchup, Saturday. And now another series for Frisco going into the final 2 games, have to win out. They've been good in the weekends, but a San Antonio team that has won 3 of the first 4 at Riders Field this week. We'll close the broadcast on the other end of this break on the Riders postgame show. 8-2 the final score on Friday night.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Fans now coming to the outfield as we've got fireworks due up on Friday night. Let's see them while we've got the opportunity to try and close the broadcast before the fireworks start. Frisco with an 8-2 loss tonight. They've 4 games this week. Taking a look at the upcoming schedule, Riders and Missions with Saturday, Sunday in front of them, 6:35 tomorrow night on Marvel, Defenders of the Diamond night. And then on Sunday, we close it down with a 4:05 first pitch time. That one taking place on Kids Sunday Fun Day, also Bark at the Park night. And a lot of fun to be expected in the upcoming days, hoping that the Riders can try and close it out with a pair of wins. They turn to Zach Kent tomorrow, 0-1 on the season. Kent making his 7th start in his 7th game. 17 strikeouts and 21 2/3, a 5.82 ERA. Kent getting the go on Saturday for Frisco. His mound opponent, Lake Bakker. Bakker from Winfield, Illinois, and drafted out of Wisconsin Whitewater in the 5th round in 2016. Bakker spelt B-A-C-H-A-R like soccer. And Bakker, in just his 3rd start of the season, in his third game overall. Seven innings of work, only two strikeouts, but an 0.57 whip since making his first appearance with the team on May 15th, just under 2 weeks ago. So he's made two appearances, both at home. It'll be the first road appearance for Bakker tomorrow. 6:35 first pitch time. We'll be on the air at about 6:05 of the Riders pregame show, breaking down the action from tonight, as well as looking to what's to expect tomorrow night on Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night. Special Marvel-themed jerseys for the Riders at home. So if you haven't yet, get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com and come on down to the ballpark or pay us a call at 972-334-1993. For my broadcast partner tonight, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett signing off from Riders Field. That final score one last time, San Antonio 8, Frisco 2. Have a great rest of your Friday. Enjoy the start of your Memorial Day weekend. Thanks again so much for tuning in to Riders Baseball tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and until then, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.